Welcome to Dreamland, a program dedicated to an examination of areas in the human experience not easily nor neatly put in a box. Things seen at the edge of vision, awakening a part of the mind as yet not mapped, and yet things every bit as real as the air we breathe but don't see. This is Dreamland.
This is Dreamland. Good evening, everybody. I'm Art Bell. Dreamland, as you just heard, is a program that examines things not so easily pegged and put in a box. Indeed. Welcome, WLS Chicago, the monster at 89. Welcome to Dreamland. Also this week, KXRO. Welcome, Aberdeen, Washington. Looks like 1320 on the dial. Glad to have you along. Tonight, we will have, as we always do, Linda Bolton Howe, Popsicle animal mutilation investigator, actually science investigator generally. She's won Emmys for her documentaries, mainly in the field of the environment, and that has been the linchpin of her reports in the last couple of weeks, as well it should be. The hysteria crisis is growing by the minute, and she's going to have more on it this evening. She will be followed by the Dream Team. This would be Pat and Jim Freejay, otherwise known as the Dream Team, and so we will actually talk about dreams on Dreamland. Coming up in the not-too-distant future on Dreamland, Bud Hopkins, Danyon Brinkley, and many more. Also, a quick note, coming up in about a week, I believe, on Coast, we're going to have a U.S. astronaut on the program that we have not had previously. I think you will enjoy that very much, Story Musgrave. And we are, of course, going to be asking him about STS-80. So all of that immediately ahead. Are you overweight? Many Americans are. Want to change it? Lose 8 to 10 pounds in the next month alone? Well, fiber can do it. Chitosan, a brand new fiber that comes from shellfish, specifically can do it. It is brand new, and unlike other fibers, it absorbs 10 times more than any... Well, that didn't come out right. Unlike other fibers, I can't add that, can I? Fibers absorb fat. Chitosan absorbs 10 times more than any other fiber. There you go. It's in KytoSlim, and it's got an incredible guarantee. You lose the advertised weight, or you get your money back. That's it. When you order a 90-day supply of KytoSlim, you get an antioxidant moisturizing cream free of charge along with the ride, and if you don't lose the weight, you get the money back and keep the cream. The number is 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. Now, GMX, magnetic water conditioning, doesn't remove a thing from the water. It simply modifies the minerals, and that's what hard water is, minerals. Some call it scale, calcium, alkali, whatever you call it. It's ugly, damages plumbing appliances, leaves white spots on glassware and cars when you wash them. And what this does is modify the minerals so they no longer stick to anything, but they remain in the water, so when you drink it, you get them. Unlike other methods that use machines and backwashing and chemicals and salt, GMX simply works. We give you a 90-day money-back guarantee. Buy it. If it does not work for you as it has for me, you get your money back. The number is 1-800-406-0469. That's 1-800-406-0469. Linda Howe up next. In today's world of shaky currencies, massive borrowing, and higher interest rates, it might be time to get a little old-fashioned with your money. Time to buy gold. Most investors know that gold is a good investment during times of inflation. Actually, gold is a hedge against all forms of economic uncertainty. Gold's value went up 800% during the inflationary 70s, 15% during the market crash of 87, and 70% during the Great Depression. The Swiss refer to gold as the ultimate currency, Since it retains its purchasing power when all else fails, eventually all paper currencies inflate and fail. Even the celebrated Swiss franc has lost over 50% of its buying power since 1945. No paper currency is immune. Gold, on the other hand, will buy everything today that it bought 20, 50, even 100 years ago. So, if you're uncomfortable about the ever-growing government debt, perpetual deficits, rising taxes, and their effect on your personal net worth, it's time to face facts. Call North American Trading at 1-800-359-4255 and ask for their free information on buying gold safely and privately. Remember, 1-800-359-4255, North American Trading, America's trusted name in private hard assets. You don't have to be rich to own gold. Just smart.
By the way, you might want to take a look at my webpage, a new photograph of a UFO over Ringgold, Georgia. Very, very interesting. And there is a stock trading game up there you might want to look at as well. That's all at www.artbell.com. Here from Philadelphia is Linda Moulton Howe. Good evening, Linda.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
And these photos and videotapes of UFOs that continue to proliferate in 1997... people should think about as I focus for a moment on some headlines in today's newspapers across the country, which were about the Central Intelligence Agency now releasing information from a previously classified report called, quote, CIA's role in the study of UFOs from 1947 to 1990. This time, the CIA is saying the U.S. military lied to the American public about the true nature of many UFOs because they were actually military spy planes.
Wait a minute, Linda. The U.S. government closed its investigation of UFOs with Blue Book, right?
The Air Force side, right, which was without doubt whitewash painting at the time,
yeah,
to deflect media and the public.
So here we go again.
Yeah, now rather than acknowledge the existence of top secret flights, the CIA claims, the Air Force decided to put out false cover stories such as ice crystals and temperature inversions, and I would add the Blue Book report.
Mm.
The CIA report makes this statement, quote, over half of all UFO reports from the late 1950s through the 1960s were accounted for by manned reconnaissance flights over the United States, unquote.
Hmm.
But the CIA does not explain what the other 50% of unidentified flying objects were.
Darn.
I would say that from the Air Force's third effort this summer to explain away the alleged Roswell, New Mexico crash of a flying disc with bodies as dummies dropped from weather balloons, to this CIA admission of federal deception about UFOs, it seems to me that the only truth revealed is a chronic pattern of government knowledge and cover-up. Government knowledge and cover-up also extends to the deterioration of our environment and political denials that anything is seriously wrong. Other headlines this week included sea otters decline on Central California coast worries biologists, viral infections found in manatees on Florida's Gulf Coast again, and state investigating why fish are dying off in South Florida. And after my report last week about the continuing and increasing problem of the Fusteria dinoflagellata in North Carolina estuaries, I have received dozens of faxes and calls from people upset with North Carolina's political efforts to contain and deny the sad implications for fish and human health. Last week, Dr. Joanne Burkholder, the botanist who discovered Fusteria, described her own debilitation from breathing its toxins. Now she cannot run or do physical exercise without developing bronchitis, and twice she has had pneumonia. One man who called me after my report last week also has breathing problems. His name is Andrew Lee Heron of Carolina Beach, North Carolina. Mr. Heron is 62 years old and made a living with his brother-in-law gathering clams from the estuaries. He was strong enough to drag heavy rakes along the bottom of the river for 9 hours a day gathering clams until the summer of 1995, when he and his brother-in-law decided to try a different clamming method. Here is Andrew Lee Heron.
And a lot of the people clam on sandbars with little small rakes, but he said, you can get out here when the tide goes down and it's about a foot deep or a foot and a half, you know, long enough to where you can float on top of the water on your stomach and your hands still reach the bottom, and you just swirl your hands all around in that mud, and then them clams is all in that soft mud.
Mm-hmm.
But said you have to float in there and float out, because if you try to stand up, you'll sink down in the mud, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started doing that, and after about a week of that, all of a sudden, I wasn't doing too much no more. Just started getting away, I couldn't breathe, and everything, and it was getting worse. And about a week later, I went up to the doctor, and they gave me some x-rays, x-rayed my lungs, and said I had infection in my lungs. And I was shut down. In just a few days' time, I was from the strongest person you ever seen to where I couldn't do anything. You know, it's really terrible.
Jiminy.
So I haven't worked any at all in the past year and a half.
The pollution of the Neuse and Pamlico rivers in North Carolina and the impact on human health is of such serious concern that 140 medical doctors from the New Bern, North Carolina area signed a petition a few months ago calling for cleanup of the waters and sent it with a letter to Vice President Al Gore and to Governor James Hunt of North Carolina. So far, the doctors have not received any response from Vice President Gore, who is supposed to be a champion of environmental concerns. Governor Hunt denies there is any real problem. One of the medical doctors is asking for federal and state action to clean up North Carolina's rivers is Dr. Chris Delaney from New Bern, who has a private medical practice in rehabilitation and wounds. This is what Dr. Delaney told me today.
I will tell you that I have seen state officials as recently as 2 weeks ago have the audacity and the disgraceful lack of professionalism to stand on television and on public stages in this area and deny that there is even a question of possible illness from the river. And that's ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
That's despicable.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact that you and I are having this question is de facto evidence that there is a question, and their denial that no one has ever come forward and claimed to have been made ill by the river is a blatant lie. And if it's not a lie, then it's a commentary that a journalist can so easily find two or three or four people who feel that they've been made ill by this or some other pathogen, and the state bureaucrats seem completely unaware of it. The question of hysteria is a secondary one for us. If it's causing people to be ill, and that's a sudden change in its effect or behavior, if you will, then the question must surely be why. The physicians in this community, I think, are more of a feeling that hysteria is a symptom of the disease rather than the disease itself. In other words, it's the canary in the mine shaft that's warning us that the pollution load on this river is so excessive that the ecosystem is changing. And then surely you don't need to be a physician or state bureaucrat. You just need to be somebody with common sense to know that's going to have potential health risks for the people.
Right.
And that's the role of myself as one of this large group of people, this large group of physicians who have no personal agenda. You know, as you look at this, you got to look where everybody's coming from. And I have found that the response of the state bureaucrats is just despicable, and clearly their motives are impure. On the other, the condition of the river is in clear decline. Anybody can see it. People around here are familiar with it. That's why you're getting calls.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to know about it except for the state officials who are charged with the responsibility of actually doing anything. And aside from trying to say that everybody who says there's anything wrong with the rivers is crazy and tossing some grant money around in the hopes that this will shut everybody up for 5 years or so, I have not seen them do one single thing to reduce 1 pound of nitrogen, 1 ounce of feces, gram of industrial runoff.
Further south in the ocean near Pompano Beach, Florida, tropical fish are sick and dying in the reefs where tourists dive and where human sewage is piped out to sea. Mike Halperin has a diving boat and has worked on the reef for 30 years. He has been so alarmed that he called state authorities who have collected fish to study and have already reported there is, quote, a significant problem, unquote. Halperin talked to me about what's happened so far.
People are coming up and saying they've received more dead fish. I'd say on the whole about 10 to 15 dead fish per dive. People, just one species or one type of sponge or one this or that. It was all seemed to be all kinds of fish across the board. Anything that had fins seemed to be sick down there. Finally, I started seeing dead fish on the surface. Since I'm the captain of the boat, I don't get to go down a whole lot. I just have to depend on the eyes and the ears of the divers that are down there. So now I'm seeing dead fish for myself on the surface floating around, which is real unusual. Some of them are half dead. Some of them are fully dead. They're sitting there with their fins laying on their sides with their fins flapping on the surface. And this is pretty disheartening to me. I hate to see fish suffer and animals suffer. And here they are all over the ocean like this. I've never seen anything like this before. I've been diving here for 30 years. I was born here in South Florida, and I've been diving for 30 years here. And I've never seen anything quite like this. So
now, when you look at these lesions, can you describe for us what you're seeing?
Well, the lesions are how would you describe it? You know, from the mouth back to the end of the fish, running horizontally throughout the fish. Some of their fins are destroyed, and the lesions are pretty striking.
Are they round sores that are bleeding?
No, they're not ulcerated. They're just lesions, straight white lesions throughout the fish, going from like the mouth to the tail.
And so these lesions are not open and bleeding.
Not that I can, I'm basing this on what I can see from the bridge down and what I see from the fish when they hand them up to me, and what they're telling me, the divers are, telling me from down below.
Now, have you or the divers or the scientists seen these long white lesions on fish before?
No, never have. Scientists probably have, but I've never seen anything quite like this. I've been trying to do a wake-up call for a lot of the scientists here for years, working with the Ocean Watch Foundation down here and the DNR. We've been trying to bring to their attention this problem with all the algae, especially close to the sewage outfall pipe here in Pompano Beach. Generally, we have a north current out here most of the time, about, I'd say, 70% of the time off the shore here. And it just so happens that north of the sewage outfall pipe on one of our reefs, that reef is heavily laden with this algae. So it's definitely related to the sewage outfall pipe, the algae. Now, if the algae is related to the lesions on the fish and their fish kill, that's a different story. They need to try to make that link or see if that's what is the case and what is the cause.
Right, because it's like dominoes. If they've got a process where sewage is going out into the ocean, partially treated or treated, and then it is creating these massive red algae that are, in fact, causing these lesions in the fish, you can't stop one without stopping the other.
Right.
And Art, I have some numbers to give to our Dreamland listeners for contact, both in Florida and in North Carolina.
Good.
If at the bottom, I guess we're at the bottom of the hour.
We're okay. Go ahead.
All right. The Florida Department of Natural Resources Fish Kill Hotline is 800-636-0511. If anybody is finding dead fish in Florida, anywhere on the beaches, out in the reefs, in the water, call the Florida Department of Natural Resources Fish Kill Hotline, 800-636-0511. In North Carolina, Wright Governor James Hunt, Executive Mansion, 200 North Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T, Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27601. That's Governor James Hunt, Executive Mansion, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27601, and let him know that this is a situation in which politics should not be overriding the quality of the water and people's health and the health of the fish. And a number to call there is area code 919-733-3871. Again, that's area code 919-733-3871. And I would welcome faxes of information concerning the environment and other unusual phenomena. And my fax number is area code 215-491-9842. That's area code 215-491-9842.
Okay.
And I will be doing updates on this as I can, and I know that there are other mysteries that are out there, but it seems to me that what's happening in our environment is of major importance right now.
We're talking about millions of fish from the estuaries in North Carolina now into the ocean and salt water.
Right.
We're talking about something called the cell from hell now is not just killing fish, but beginning to affect humans.
Well, it is in North Carolina, and now we've got something different off of Pompano Beach in Florida, and there is something that is giving lung conflagration to the manatees off the coast of Florida again. Something is depleting the population of the seals off of Central California, and it just keeps on going. As the doctor said, these are all canaries in the cage, letting us know something is terribly wrong with our water.
Yes, it is. Linda, as always, thank you. We'll look forward to your report next week, and or if anything pops up in the middle of the week, of course, we'll have you on Coast.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. That's Linda Moulton Howe from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I want to remind everybody, my book is out. It's called The Quickening, and it deals with issues... well, very much like the one you just heard. You can find it in bookstores nationally. So just go to your local bookstore and ask for it. It is The Quickening by Art Bell. All right, coming up on the bottom of the hour, Dreamland will turn its attention in a moment to dreams.
It's a naval battle unlike any other. It isn't being fought on the high seas with sophisticated weaponry. It's being fought in neighborhoods by forces armed only with commitment and compassion. Because the men and women of the Navy not only combat aggression, they also combat homelessness, hunger, loneliness, drug abuse, and illiteracy. It's a battle that will take you into uncharted waters, deep inside yourself, and to ports halfway around the world. Above all, it will demand your honor, your courage, and your commitment. Make it your battle. Call 1-800-USA-NAVY. That's 1-800-USA-NAVY. Or visit the Navy's website at www.NavyJobs.com. The United States Navy, serving America twice.
Most cigarette smokers are tired. Tired of being told where they can smoke and where they can't. Tired of being told they should quit. Maybe even tired of trying to quit without success. Well, now there's Smoke Arrest, the simple smoke-stopping system that helps 9 out of 10 smokers quit smoking. Even people who don't want to stop smoking quit 9 times out of 10 with the Smoke Arrest system. And smoker number 10 gets a full product refund. So when you're ready to quit smoking, call this phone number, because you won't find the Smoke Arrest system in stores. It's right here, right now. Call 1-800-863-7950. That's 1-800-863-7950. The amazing Smoke Arrest system will help you quit. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-863-7950. That's 1-800-863-7950.
John remembers the end of World War II a little better than you or I do. He was on the bridge of a Navy destroyer when a kamikaze pilot dove for the battleship USS New Jersey. The blast from a 5-inch gun and the explosion as the plane slammed into the ocean severely burned John's eyes. That explosion was the last thing John would ever see. John's life didn't end that day in the Pacific. He returned to the States, started a successful business, and became a guiding force behind the Blinded Veterans Association. If you're a blinded veteran or know someone who is, call BVA at 800-669-7079. Learn about the services and benefits you earned by serving in the military. Call whether your sight loss occurred during active duty or years later. That number again is 800-669-7079 for the Blinded Veterans Association. Follow John's lead. Call today.
It's the most effective financial weapon you will ever have. It's the 3-volume Smart Money Financial Library. 3 superlative volumes, a mutual fund planner, a tax planner, and a retirement planner. The library is truly invaluable, but you can't buy it at any price. The Smart Money Financial Library is yours free with your paid subscription to Smart Money, the magazine of the Wall Street Journal. Each issue is packed with timely, accurate inside information on investments, mutual funds, bargain stocks, taxes, and more. Smart Money is more than a magazine. It's your personal money manager, full of vital, accurate information on how to make and save money. Smart Money, your key to financial freedom. One full year of the best financial advice the Wall Street Journal can offer is just $24. You can't lose. Satisfaction guaranteed.
To order, call 1-800-232-4033. That's 1-800-232-4033. 1-800-232-4033.
Yo, fool behind you, you're graduated now. That's looking up. Nobody's gonna put you down. You've had some dreams and you knew someday you take some action to make the world a better place. You want a shot, you just want a chance, an opportunity to be the best you can. You want to rock the world, you're pumped and ready to go. You're gonna make it and you're gonna do it now. You are ready to do it. Go ahead, be a part of a teammate for winning. You are ready to do it. Go ahead, make a start, get prepared for the future. Hope guard is strong, they get respect. Keep the drugs off our shores, rescue boats, save some men. Put the armor pollution, get the high tech, get the men and your women. Let the action reveal. Be part of the action. Learn about very good jobs for young men and women in the U.S. Coast Guard. Try out a variety of jobs. Find one that's right for you. Think out your future. Call 1-800-424-8883. 1-800-424-8883. You are ready to do it. Go ahead, make a start. Be part of the action.
Kingdom of Nine. You're hearing Dreamland with Art Bell. To participate in the program, call toll-free 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-8255. First-time callers, area code 702-727-1222. Or the wildcard line at 702-727-1295. This is the CBC Radio Network.
We are indeed. And top of the evening to your morning, whenever you're hearing this, I'm Art Bell, and this is Dreamland. Coming up in a moment, Pat and Jim Frege, who have studied dreams and worked with dream interpretation for more than 20 years, better known, I guess, as the Dream Team in the Southwest Texas area they call home. The two have presented numerous dream seminars and workshops, and by the way, I think there's an update, they may be in Colorado now. Since 1986, they have appeared regularly on Houston radio and TV. They've published several articles in Venture Inward, the Journal of the Association for Research and Enlightenment, or ARE. And this will be mainly a caller-driven show, I think, this evening. In other words, you're going to have an opportunity to have your dreams interpreted. But first, we will talk a little bit about dreams themselves, what they really are and what they are not. And I have had a number of dream interpreters on the show, and it's going to be kind of interesting to compare with a free JSA to what previous dream interpreters have had to say. At any rate, all of that coming up in just one moment. Absolutely Fresh Flowers is a flower farm in Southern California. They sell flowers directly to all of you, the public. And oh my, what a difference there is in the size of the shipment. When there's no middle person, no big delivery service and distribution service and florist shop and personnel and, you know, all kinds of overhead, you have no idea how many flowers that takes out of the deal. You can only know how big the shipment is when you order from Absolutely Fresh Flowers. They don't cut them till you call. When you do call, they cut them, ship them by FedEx. They arrive next day like that, anywhere in the contiguous USA, for $42.95. A little bit of tax in California, because that's where they are. Inside this gigantic triangular box with all of these miniature carnations that last so long and smell so great. A card from you with your name and your message of love, all of that handwritten, pretty personal. Very emotional, never fails. Absolutely Fresh Flowers. 1-800-562-6438. That's 1-800-562-6438.
What could be more cutting edge than Art's unique guests or his phenomenal website? The answer? You. Now you, the listener, can help decide the content of the Art Bell After Dark newsletter. Send in your stories, photos, artwork, strange experiences, even news clippings. The best submissions will be published in the After Dark newsletter. You'll continue to get photos from Art's website and art articles, as well as stories and pictures you send in. You won't want to miss a single issue. To subscribe, call 1-800-917-4278 or send $39.95 for and a little more to P.O. Box 3130 Central Point, Oregon 97502. Send your submissions to the same address. Articles must be typed. Do not send originals of photo or art, as submissions become property of CBC. Subscribe now. Call 1-800-917-4278. 1-800-917-4278.
Well, all right. Now to, I think, actually, Colorado, it would be Pat and Jim Freejay. Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Okay, excellent. That must be the one of you, and how about the other of you?
Right here, Art.
All right, very good. Good to hear from you too, Pat. Folks, let us begin with the obvious. What are dreams?
Dreams are messages from your subconscious mind. Most people think when they go to sleep at night and they close their eyes, everything on their body shuts down. The reality is the brain never stops working. It continues to work. And whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're worried about, this is what your brain usually continues to work on, and it shows up in dreams. And the unconscious mind frequently gives us solutions to our problems in these dreams if we just listen.
So you're saying that dreams are always relevant in some way?
Dreams are always relevant. Some are more relevant than others. Some are rather insignificant, but they're always about what's going on in your life.
We believe, Art, that every dream is a guidance dream in some form or another.
A guidance dream.
Uh-huh.
Something, in other words, it's trying to tell you to do something, or it's simply your brain trying to work out something going on in your life, or both?
It's both, really. And then, of course, it tries to give you messages. Frequently, it'll give you messages. For example, if you go to bed thinking about a problem, everybody's had this experience. You wake up in the morning and you have the solution.
Absolutely.
And this is a very common thing. Well, this is the brain's working. A lot of times this will show up in dreams. Instead of having the solution in the morning, it'll give you the solution in the dream.
Well, all right, here's one for you. I have been in electronics all my life. I love electronics. And, in fact, that's really how I, you know, began with radio. I started on the electronic end of things.
Yeah.
And I have a way with electronics. I am obsessed, as I am with most things in my life. And when I have something that is broken, I have spent sometimes days on end working on this stupid piece of equipment, not being able to find a problem, to the point where I'm dead tired, and I drop in bed, boom, drop. This was years ago. And then I would wake up the next morning, and lo and behold, even though I have no conscious recollection of a dream telling me the answer, I walk into the room where this piece of equipment is, and within minutes, I have solved the problem.
Absolutely. And this is extremely common. It's recorded many, many times that people have solved problems like this. Many inventions, for example, Eli Whitney invented the sewing machine as a direct result of a dream.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Eli Howe.
Or Howe, I'm sorry.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yes, he did. And
all right, well, can I do this? Can I give you my classic dream? It's the audience I know has heard this before, but I want to give you one to interpret, all right?
Fine.
All right. And I wrote this down because it was so startling and remembered it and have told it to other dream interpreters. It drives my wife crazy. But the dream was as follows. I was having a hearing problem, some kind of hearing problem. I was not hearing very well. So I went to the doctor in my dream, and this is going to sound a little rough. The doctor had me put my head down on his little clinical table and took a pair of scissors, closed, and began to slowly rotate the scissors into my ear, twisting as he went. And he would give it a twist or two and say, "How's that?" And I would say, "You know what? That's better. He'd say, "It's not hurting now, is it?" "No." And he'd give it another couple of twists. And I'd say, "Gee, that's even better. My hearing's improving." And that was the dream. What have you got to say about that?
Well, all dreams should be interpreted on more than one level.
Yeah.
So let's take this on a practical, personal level first.
All right.
And if we do it that way, then we know that this is a physical dream about a potentially physical problem which may have to do with your hearing. And since it's rotated in a circular fashion,
yeah,
you might try wicking. Have you ever heard of candle wicking?
I know. I've heard of Q-tips.
It's a natural way of removing the blockage of wax from your ears, and it's a spiraling circular motion that you put this tubular type of paper in your ears. You set fire to the end of this paper.
What?
I'm serious.
The paper is about a foot long.
Yes. And the smoke forms in this funnel effect, much like a cyclone, a spiraling effect.
Yes.
It melts the wax and pulls it up into the paper. And it is called candle wicking. You can find it and you can have it done anywhere. And it physically removes the wax. Now,
yeah, I was almost ready to say I'd prefer the scissors, but I guess this is all right.
No, it's quite painless. But let's look at it from a deeper level, because
all
every
right.
dream comes to you on three levels of consciousness or three levels of awareness.
Okay.
On a deeper level, you are not listening to something that is deep and profound that is coming from within you.
Mm.
You are not listening to that quiet, silent inner voice. It's giving you a message, and it's like you're having to go to a professional, all right? This professional would not necessarily be a doctor, but he might be a psychologist, or he might be a counselor or some kind, that would facilitate you to cut away the garbage, cut away the membrane, cut away the blockage that's preventing you from looking and listening to what's happening within, so you can get the message. And with you, I'm not saying you're a stubborn soul, but
I'm stubborn.
But the implication is that this is almost a surgical procedure, you know, for you to listen on a deep level to something that is coming up from within you, giving you information.
Well, I like your first interpretation. I've been in radio for about 35 years or something, long time, and I've been wearing headphones all that time. A lot of the years were rock and roll, and I'm sure that I have impaired over those years my hearing. And so I think I've always thought that's kind of what it was.
Well, then go to a health food store and ask somebody about some candle wicking.
Right?
And your wife can do this for you.
Oh, she sure could.
If you can trust her to set flame to something that close to your hair.
From scissors to flame, all right. Interesting. All right, let's talk a little bit about dreams in general. There are a lot of people who say that it is possible to control your dream, that you can consciously control what you will dream. Do you believe that to be true?
Yes, many people can, and we call this lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming.
And it's just, you know, you're having a dream, say, and you don't particularly like where it's going or what's happening. You can actually take charge of it and make it go wherever you want it to go.
Interesting.
There's a tribe of Indians in Indonesia. Is that correct, Jim?
Yes.
The Sinoy, is that correct? And they train their children to do this at a very, very early age.
Okay,
and they
train me. How do you control your dreams?
Well, first of all, you have to put it into your conscious mind that you have this belief system, that you believe that these dreams are messages from your subconscious, that they are important, and that you will listen to the message, and you will record and respond to this message. So number one, you've got it on a conscious level, and you're getting this from the subconscious, hey, I'm willing to do this. So when you have a dream, and it's, say, an anxiety dream and you're falling, let's use that as an example.
Okay.
And you begin to feel fear. When we feel fear and our heart starts to beat faster in a dream, we become very cognizant of it. And what you do, instead of experiencing the fear, you say, okay, this is a dream. This dream has a very important message for me. I'm going to look at this in a detached fashion. And what you can normally do is say, for example, turn that falling dream into a flying dream. Rise above the situation, view it from a different perspective, and see it from an overall look. If, say, for example, it's a monster chasing you, instead of running, you realize that you're running, you realize that your heart is pounding, you say, okay, this is an aspect of myself that's chasing me, and I'm going to find out what it is and why. You stop, you approach the monster, you ask it, why are you following me? What is it that you want? And you will get a response.
Well,
your subconscious mind, it will quit using the symbol of the monster and give you direct information.
All right. How do you know? Now, I've had monsters chasing me in my dreams.
Very common dreams.
Horrible monsters.
Yes.
And I know that if I stopped, they would eat me. No question about it. They would eat me. Now, here's the question I have for you. There are people who, for example, in falling dreams or monster dreams, in fact, hit bottom. Some people have even dreamt they died.
Yeah.
Some people have dreamt that the monster got them. Now, how do you all know, for example, with death dreams, a dream in which you die, how can you be sure? After all, a lot of people do die in their sleep, don't they?
One thing about dreams, Art, is there's nothing we can say that's absolutely positive.
Well, do you get where I'm going here?
I understand where you're coming from.
How do we know that people don't stop, turn around, face the monster, as you have instructed, and get torn from limb to limb, and we simply read about them next day as a poor soul who died in their sleep?
They died a horrible death.
That's right.
We have no idea that doesn't happen. Sorry.
But we do have enough people taking control of what's happening in their dreams. Let's take a positive dream instead of a negative one.
All right.
A very romantic dream.
Oh,
there's
okay.
A lot of men that have these very erotic, very romantic type dreams.
I have those.
All right. That's a positive thing. You get up to go to the bathroom. You don't want this to stop. You simply say, hey, I want to go back and finish this.
I've done that.
And then you go back into it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference, Art? What's the difference? You know, if you can do it with a positive, you can do it with a negative and take control as well.
Well, I'm going to be very frank with you. What I find most frustrating with regard to sexual dreams is that it's all a big tease. It's never consummated.
That's true. Generally the case.
It really is the case. And I suppose we could talk to people. We probably shouldn't talk to people. But I don't think they're generally consummated. And I wonder what that says.
I don't know. Maybe it's your level of testosterone at that particular time.
I suppose. What percentage, as you've chronicled dreams in your book or otherwise, what percentage of dreams are sexual? What percentage of dreams are monster dreams, flying dreams? Has anybody ever broken that down?
I don't remember reading that anywhere, Art. Well, I've done a lot of research. I'm a college professor. I've done a lot of research about dreams, and I don't remember ever seeing any figures of that sort. Only recently have we been studying dreams scientifically. We have about 20 sleep laboratories in the United States now that are actually studying dreams. And I think probably in the future they'll come up with some statistics of this sort. But at the present time, I don't know of any.
We have noticed something on our own accounting, though, Art, and that is that there is a very high percentage of anxiety dreams. We have tried to take notes ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have hundreds and hundreds of tapes from hundreds of shows that we've done. And as we go through the tapes, getting information for the books, we've noticed that we probably have the highest percentage of anxiety dreams over any other dream. And why? Why? Because there's the greatest amount of emotion involved when you're frightened. The greatest amount of emotion is involved when you're fearful. And when you're fearful and your subconscious mind uses this tactic to give you a message, you're going to remember it better.
Do you two, either one of you or both of you, believe that dreams can foretell the future?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yes, really?
Absolutely, no doubt.
All right. Then from there, let me try the next big one on you. Do you think it's possible that many, many people are dreaming the same dream at the same time?
I don't think there's any question about it. I think a lot of people dream the same dream at the same time.
We've had experiences of this. In fact, we tend to title this a cosmic where you come into it, this cosmic awareness in a universal time. Carl Jung calls it the universal unconscious. But you can have this cosmic awareness simultaneously.
I don't know if you remember or not, but here a while back, I think it was back in the 30s it was, there was a mountain of slag in Wales fell down on a school and killed a bunch of children.
Yes.
There was at least a dozen people dreamed about that before the event.
And the dream was exactly the same.
Well, we now have this wonderful thing known as the Internet, and I've suggested this to other dream interpretation guests in the past. But it seems to me it's time for a national dream registry, and that some sort of great insight might come from such a thing. If people were on a daily basis registering their dream somewhere on the Internet, and they were collected and collated, we might find out if there really is such a thing as mass dreams of the future.
Well, I don't think there's any question about the fact that they're there, but like you say, it's a matter of systematically gathering the data. But we have had numerous accounts before a major event, whether it was an earthquake or a volcanic eruption,
mm-hmm.
or some economic catastrophe, where we'll get calls over a period of about 3 days, and we'll have five or six people telling us the same dream scenario. It may not be exactly the same detail, but it's the same dream scenario with predictions of what is about to happen.
I think what you're suggesting on the Internet is an excellent idea, but it would require a tremendous amount of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what computers are for.
That's right.
It's been a random thought with me for a while now that if a lot of people are having similar dreams, other than perhaps yourself and, you know, a half dozen cases that you might
yeah.
say, gee, these are similar, there's, you know, 260 million people in the country.
That's right.
And if we had even a small percentage of them participating,
in our society, most people don't remember because our society doesn't value them. Everybody dreams every night.
Well, tell me why we should value them. Tell me why you're convinced this is not some simple random firing of the synapses as our body recharges.
Well, I've read all the theories that you're suggesting there, and we've also been interpreting dreams for a long time. And many, many, many times, hundreds of times, we get people where they can readily associate their dreams with what's going on in their lives. Mm-hmm. And especially when it comes to precognitive dreams. People dream about what's going to happen in the future.
Warnings about a cancer, an illness, a devastating event that's about to happen to a child. These aren't accidents. These aren't just spontaneous things that are taking place. They are information that we're receiving from a higher source that is preparing us and telling us how we can prevent. And if we can have these random mass dreams of the future, maybe we can see enough to sidestep this ecology thing, or sidestep these wars, or sidestep these natural events, or be prepared for them better.
What do you think is the source of this information? In other words, when we separate just the fact that we dream about current events in our lives from a precognitive dream, which would seem to be some other power interceding. Anybody want to jump off the edge of the cliff here and say where that's coming from?
We believe there's only one source. Jim, you want to die first?
Well,
you want me to...
as you're certainly aware, there are many references to dreams in the Bible. Well, I don't think God stopped talking to people simply because we stopped writing a Bible. I think we're still getting messages from a higher source. Now, exactly what this higher source is, nobody knows for sure. Where did Edgar Casey, you're familiar with him, I'm sure.
Of course.
Where did he get his information? God only knows, but it came to him. And there are so many other instances of this sort that we just simply do not understand.
All right, we'll pick up on this exact point when we come back. Relax, you've got several minutes. It is the Dream Team, Pat and Jim Freejay. I'm Art Bell from the High Desert. This is Dreamland.
If you were concerned about the health of your family, this may be the most important and frightening message you may ever hear. Did you know that due to the heat and perspiration that your body gives off while you sleep, your pillow becomes a breeding ground for fungus, mold, and dust mites, all of which may cause severe allergies and possibly other more serious illnesses? Now, at last, there's the Ecology Pillow, manufactured using a special blend of DuPont-patented antibacterial Dacron fibers, proven in lab tests to control the growth of bacteria, mold, mites, and other common allergens. The amazing new Ecology Pillow will help make you and your children allergy and bacteria-free while you sleep. You'll notice the difference immediately. Call 1-800-228-1080 to order your Ecology Pillow. Standard size is only $19.95, queen $24.95, king $29.95. Call 1-800-228-1080. That's 1-800-228-1080. It's the best investment you can make for the health of your family.
If you, a friend, or a family member is a veteran with a severe visual impairment, the Blinded Veterans Association wants to hear from you. For more than 50 years now, BVA has linked blinded veterans and their families to federal, state, and local benefits. To find out more about the Blinded Veterans Association, call toll-free 800-669-7079. Call today 800-669-7079 for the Blinded Veterans Association.
It's sure good to spend some time with you today, son.
Aren't we going to the park?
I thought I'd teach you a little something about electricity. This is what we call a ground fault interrupter.
Gee.
Whoa!
Is that what a shock feels like? You want me to turn the lights back on?
No. Experts can do this in the dark.
Ow! Dad?
Family, isn't it about time? How about we go to that park from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
USA Radio Network News, this is Russ Ross. When the race against the clock is underway, Teamsters and UPS negotiators are at the table trying to iron out a new contract and avoid a strike for tonight at midnight Eastern Time by some 200,000 members. Teamsters' Matt Witt says the members voted 95% to strike if needed.
They're prepared to stay out as long as it takes. Nobody likes to strike, but this company made $1 billion in profits last year, and they can afford to provide good full-time jobs and pensions.
This UPS worker is in Louisville and hoping there won't be a strike.
I just don't see them doing a strike this huge since it's nationwide. It just sometimes it just
seems like it just wouldn't happen.
And to give the union added strength, the union representing UPS pilots says it will honor the Teamsters' strike and will refuse to work at all. Teamster President Ron Carey says there will be a strike tonight if there is no agreement. Elsewhere, apparently one of the two suspects in the New York City subway bomb plot entered the U.S. from Canada in June. Abu Mizer applied for asylum. Officials say his case was routine and he was released on bond. Whatcom County Sheriff Dale Brandlin doesn't think too much of the immigration law.
I think the head of the Border Patrol station here is extremely frustrated by his inability to do the job. But even when they catch somebody, they can't do anything with them. They give them 60 days to leave the country. Well, what a joke that is.
That Canadian station is in upstate Washington State. This is USA Radio News.
This is a message for overweight people. Thousands of people have been losing weight for months with the remarkable discovery of an all-natural fiber substance called chitin. You've probably heard in the news that when taken before meals, chitin absorbs pure fat, making that fat indigestible and eventually passing it naturally right out of the body. Your body then burns its own stored fat and you lose weight. What's really exciting is you too can lose weight with this amazing product called Fat Absorb. Although results may vary, you have no choice but to lose weight when taking Fat Absorb. No choice guaranteed or your money back. And you should know that Fat Absorb is completely safe and effective. And now you can try Fat Absorb risk-free with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-882-9873 for discounted pricing information. Call 1-800-882-9873. That's toll-free, 1-800-882-9873.
More wildfires hit Southern California. The worst of the blazes, one in San Diego County, should be contained late tonight. Some 500 acres with 11 homes has been scorched. Forestry spokesman Glenn Jenkins says the firefighters have had their work cut out for them.
Large boulders, trees, steep terrain. So the problem was getting to all the dwellings with the apparatus due to all the numerous homes that were within all the brush and chaparral in the area.
Jenkins says that Lake Wolford fire was deliberately set, and they have found the device that was used. Meanwhile, another hot day for residents of Southern California. A record 97 hit Saturday in downtown L.A. In Sherman Oaks, Pepe Davis had to get his baby son out of the sun.
Hot. Really hot. Too hot. This guy is cranky and he wants to go home now.
And Israel remains tense after receiving threats of more terrorist bombings. The nation was on a heightened alert today after a demand was made for the release of all Palestinian prisoners. This is USA Radio News.
I play soccer, I cycle, and the heat, the humidity, when I sweat, it causes me a itch, and I like to use Gold Bond medicated powder to soothe that itch.
You're listening to Jeff Robertson of Lexington, Kentucky.
Gold Bond feels very cool, feels very tingly. It relieves male itch, or any general itching for that matter, actually.
Get relief from male itch with Gold Bond medicated powder. Triple Action Gold Bond medicates, absorbs, and soothes.
I use Gold Bond all the time. I love it.
Triple Action Gold Bond. More than a powder, it's medication. Use only as directed.
Professional Baseball's Hall of Fame got new inductees today in Cooperstown, New York. Two of the four were posthumous awards. Joanne Fox, the widow of former White Sox second baseman Nellie Fox, thanked the fans of her late husband.
I wish to thank Nellie's fans throughout the country who passionately believe Nellie deserved the baseball's highest honor to be inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Stella Wells, the daughter of the late Willie Wells, a shortstop for 20 seasons in the Negro Leagues, thanked the writers.
I never dreamed that I would have this opportunity to the privilege of being here today to honor and recognize of my father as a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Give me and my family and friends great pride and joy.
And the other two inductees, former Dodger manager Tommy Lasorda and knuckleball pitcher for the Braves, Yankees, Indians, and Blue Jays, Phil Negro. This is Russ Rossman on the USA Radio Network.
Thank you.
from the Kingdom of Nye, we continue with your calls on Dreamland with Art Bell. Call Art now, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-TALK. First-time callers, area code 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. Or the wildcard line at area code 702-727-1295. 727-1295 in the 702 area code. Now again, here's Art Bell.
Once again, here I am, Dreamland into dreams tonight with the dream team, Pat and Jim 3J. And we'll get back to them. And of course, yes, we will allow them to interpret some dreams for you. And I would ask when we do open the lines that you hold your dreams to a sort of a brief explanation, you know, of what you have dreamt. When we do open the lines, the east of the Rockies line is 1-800-618-8255. No, that's the west of the Rockies line. East of the Rockies is 1-800-825-5033. That's the only one not given in the little voicer there. 1-800-825-5033. In 1907, President Teddy Roosevelt commissioned a famous artist to design the most beautiful gold coin in all history. As I said, I think Friday, in ancient times, they probably didn't commission artists to do this. They just cut off their heads if they didn't. In any case, this commission produced the St. Gaudens Double Eagle. North American Trading has bought a whole group of these coins and is selling them to you at cost. On the face of it, that would seem to be madness, because they would go broke. These have nearly, of course, 1 ounce of pure gold in them, and this is a very good time to buy gold. These particular coins are graded as MS-62 by PCGS. Now, why in the world would they sell coins at cost? They'd go broke. Well, the idea is the one potato chip theory. Once you have held one of these coins in your hand, you will want more. The one restriction is one per family, and they really, really mean that. They're $445 each plus $9 shipping. The number to call, North American Trading. Remember, I said and I mean one per family, is 1-800-359-4255. That's 1-800-359-4255. Now, Levitron. Levitron is the single most amazing device on the market in America, maybe the world, today. A game, a puzzle, a toy? It actually levitates in midair for minutes at a time. I said levitate. Now, that means it hangs in midair, actually spins in midair. It comes with an instructional video. It features the inventor. That video comes free, and you're going to need that video, by the way. Otherwise, you're going to go into the unsure halls of madness trying to make it work. To order, call 1-800-275-2877. And now you can fly higher, you can fly longer with the brand new Super Levitron and the incredible Levitron Perpetuator. The Super Levitron uses rare earth magnets to fly twice as high. The Perpetuator keeps your Levitron going on and on. The original Levitron, $35 plus shipping. The Super Levitron, $53 plus shipping. The first edition of the Levitron Perpetuator has already sold out, but they have begun taking reservations for the production edition due shortly. So, if you want to play with the toy of the future, that would be Levitron, like a child's top, but it's not. And yes, it does hover in midair. It's really an amazing sight. You've got to see one to believe it. The number to call again is 1-800-275-2877, Levitron.
Are you overweight? Would you like to lose an average 8 to 10 pounds in the next month? We know that fiber helps sweep fat out of the digestive tract like a broom, reducing the amount of fat your body stores as excess weight. Well, let me tell you about a revolutionary fiber, chitosan. It's a natural fiber that comes from shellfish. It not only sweeps fat, but also absorbs up to 10 times more fat than other fibers. You can get this fiber in a formula called KytoSlim. KytoSlim is effective because you can lose weight without changing your eating habits. And there are no stimulants. It's a gentle, effective way to lose excess weight. Here's the special offer. When you order a 90-day supply of KytoSlim, you'll get an antioxidant moisturizing cream absolutely free. Call 1-800-557-4627. It's guaranteed to work or your money back, and it's not available in stores. So call 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. You've got nothing to lose but the fat.
That's right. All right. Pat and Jim Frejae have authored a book, of course, called Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And we will tell you perhaps toward the end of this hour how to get that book. So get a pencil and paper. My book, The Quickening, is now available nationally, thank goodness. Means I don't have to give out numbers anymore, but generally at all Barnes & Noble bookstores and so forth and so on, Walden Books, Barnes & Noble superstores, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, just go into a good bookstore and ask for it, if you will. It's called The Quickening, and it's by Art Bell, and I think you will. I would like to say enjoy, but this book is not a book to enjoy. Exactly. It's a warning. It's an important book, so I would urge you to read it if you get the opportunity. Also on my website right now, several new items, including a very, very interesting stock game that I would love for you to play. I just found out about it last week, and so you go up and take a look. It's on my website at www.artbell.com. Now, back to my guest and our discussion of dreams, Pat and Jim Frejae. Pat and Jim, you're back on the air again, and we've tackled what I consider to be one of the ultimate questions before the top of the hour. That was, if we have precognition in our dreams, what is the source of that information? To which I think you replied, there is only one source, and that is God. Is that correct?
That's correct, except, like I say, I'm not suggesting that there's an old man with white whiskers and all that stuff. I think there's a source, though. There's a spiritual source. And as Jung suggested, I think we're all tuned into it. I don't think it's unique for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that in our universe, I, too, believe there is a maker, a creator, a force. I don't put a name to it. But I also believe there is the opposite. In other words, there is good, there is evil,
yeah.
There is the atom bomb, there is radiation to cure cancer. For every good, there seems to be an evil.
Yeah.
Therefore, there must be an evil force as well. And how can we be sure that the source of the information in our dreams isn't from, well, you know, the other guy?
I think by the product.
By the product?
Right, absolutely. By the outcome of what there is. You know, if you are feeding the ego, for example,
mm-hmm.
if you are self-serving,
mm-hmm.
then you have a real good clue of where that source is coming from. If you are helping others, if you are being told that this is a call to prayer or that there's an opportunity to change an event or a warning about something that you might be in a position to help, or for example, you're given a self-awareness dream that tells you, quit gossiping. You know, your teeth
mm-hmm.
are going to fall out. Or quit having a bad attitude. Your hair is going to look matted and tangled and ugly. You know, you can tell by the source, from which source it comes.
Okay. I'm told, though, he comes with trickery. At any rate, you mentioned monsters. Would a monster dream be coming from the positive source or the negative source?
That's a tough thing. You know, you're dealing with individual dreams here.
You have some very good questions.
Yes, you do.
Sorry, we don't have better answers.
But can we say it this way, Art? There is an inner side, a yin and a yang side to each of us.
Here.
I mean, most of us are not black and white. We polka dot and plaid.
All right. Well, your recommendation for a monster dream was to turn around and face the monster.
That's right.
Here is an actual recording of a monster. This is of a Yeti. Now, I ask, if in your dream you heard this coming toward you... is an actual recording of a Yeti. If you heard that coming toward you in your dream, would you turn around and face that guy?
I think it'd be a good time to wake up and go to the bathroom.
It's all is illusion in this world.
Not necessarily in that order either.
If all is illusion, and I would really have to muster up my inner strength. I have faced a tiger that I saw across the room, and knowing that it was real, knowing that it was in the room, and it was not an illusion, and it took every bit of strength I could muster to open my eyes and face it and ask it what it wanted.
What did it want?
It was there to test my strength. and I almost lost. I'll grant you that one. But what I'm saying, this yin and yang within us, if we have this negative factor within us, most of the time these monsters are our own devils. These are our own weaknesses. These are our own guilts from past that are there to haunt us and to torment us.
The monster from the id.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One other little venture that takes us outside the normal dream area. I have interviewed many people who believe that it is possible. I will get calls from people who will say, you know, when I'm right at the edge of sleep, I will suddenly become paralyzed, literally paralyzed. I know then that I'm conscious. I can see, but I cannot move a muscle anywhere. And then a sort of buzzing begins. And I am told, I've never done it, but I've been told that if you can get past the fear of that, and I never have, it is possible to actually leave your body.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Another absolutely.
Really?
Yes. We have had so many people that do this, so many people that experience this. I was going to mention this earlier in the show, and I was a little leery to do so, but this is one way you can verify things that are happening to you, because, see, this is not in the realm of dreaming. This is an experience. It is an out-of-body experience.
Exactly.
So you can't say that you did this in a dream. But when you have these out-of-body experiences and you go somewhere and you're going to school or you're facilitating somebody and you meet somebody or you see somebody there that you know, I frequently will call them the next day and say, just tell me what happened to you last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had the same experience from a different perspective that I have had because they had the experience. And it is a literal leaving of the body. It is a changing of dimension.
When one soul travels or leaves a body, are they in the same realm as one is in when one dreams?
No, I don't believe so at all. Dreams are just a part of sleep. And these out-of-body experiences have nothing to do with sleep. They just happen, in a period when you think of yourself as being asleep. But see, with sleep itself, just normal sleep, there are four stages of sleep we have found. And you only dream in stage one. Stage two, three, and four, you don't dream in these. These is when you have nightmares and other things.
Mm-hmm.
But these are not dreams.
All right. Well, I've come that close. In other words, I have felt this. I've been paralyzed. I have felt the beginning of this buzzing and loud humming, and I'm a control freak. I can't let go, and that scares the hell out of me. And so when it happens, I always pull out of it, yank myself out of it, and I've never, ever been able to let go. But I am told that it is possible, and you do agree, I guess, to travel.
Yes, we've not only had the experience personally, but we've talked to hundreds of people that have had the experience and even met with them on the other side. We have been to India a couple of times. And on one of our last trips to India, there was a woman that wanted to go very badly and because of her poor health could not make the trip.
Why India? Why not the French Riviera?
Long
story.
I see.
But actually, that's up to Jim to tell you.
We're going to see Sai Baba.
Really?
We went to an ashram. Yes, that's correct. And we did this as a result of being told to do this by a dream, by him coming to us and not having a clue who the man was.
Wow.
Didn't had to research it after the dream to even find out who he was. But he told us to come, so we came. Anyway, this woman could not go, and she has had many experiences in out-of-body, so I simply said, give us a few nights to get over there and get acclimated from the jet lag and stuff, and then have an out-of-body experience, and I'll meet you and show you around. And we did this.
And you did it.
And we did this.
And there was no question about the fact that you...
Oh, no, no. When I got back, she explained, she revealed to me in detail the things that I had showed her without me prompting her. Colors, places, physical structures, people that were there that she had no way of knowing were there.
This implies that there is so much more to our minds, our brains, our being, our soul, than we have understood.
I don't think there's any question about that. We haven't even scratched the surface of understanding who we really are.
Yes, I'm not sure either. Have either one or both of you seen the movie Contact?
Yes.
I just saw it yesterday, and it's still having a rather profound experience on me. And, of course, the one great line that came from that movie, I thought, was, if we are the only ones...
What a
waste of space, huh? So there must be others, and that leads me to the question, in your dreams or even in soul travel, have you encountered others other than human?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, and it's one of the,
good answer.
One of the things that frequently we don't talk about, but yes, and for many, many years. And the interesting thing about this is that I have documented probably close to 50 different cases of people that have had, and I am very reluctant to call these dreams. I refuse almost now to do that, to recall these experiences and to relate them. And they have returned with phenomenal, phenomenal information that I don't think they have just creatively come from their subconscious mind. I think they were given this information. For example, one woman was given information about a new gland that is in the body that is going to help us move into this next millennium and to survive these coming earth changes and events. Another woman was given information about, she's a nurse, by the way, was given information about a change in the DNA and the importance of the first 3 weeks of pregnancy for women to keep this DNA from mutating, so to speak.
Wow.
All kinds of very valuable information that these are people that wouldn't normally have these sources.
All right. Now you've taken me down this path, so I will proceed. I mentioned, I'm sure you heard me mention, I've got a book out nationally now called The Quickening. This book poured forth from me, and its basic contention is that in every single area of human endeavor, from politics to the economy to the environment to foreign relations to social behavior, you name it, events are beginning to quicken. Events are beginning to quicken at an exponential rate, and we are headed toward an event or a series of events. And I'm not saying it's the end of the world, because I don't think that's what it is. I think it is a change of some sort. Some major change is close to occurring. You mentioned earth changes and things of that sort. It may be leading towards something like that. I am not a prophet, so I don't try and call what it's going to be. But I think something's on the way. And what I did in this book was to document the fact that it's real, that these events are not merely manifestations of the media that we have today, the increased amount of information that we have today, that they are real events, and we are in the middle of them right now. Do you have any comments?
I think you're absolutely right. I haven't seen your book. We'll have to get a copy.
Doesn't matter.
But I believe you're absolutely right, and I've seen this in my own experiences, that things are happening at an increasingly rapid rate. And frankly, most of the things that are happening at an increasingly rapid rate are really not good for us.
No.
The interesting thing, though, if this hadn't happened just recently, I don't think I would have it this close in my consciousness. Within the last 2 weeks, we received approximately six calls. We get calls from all over the country because we do radio shows all over the country.
Yes.
And six different calls, six different places in the United States, telling about dreaming about a frequency change that was going to take place on the Earth between the 20th and the 27th of July. And this was going to be an intangible, inaudible frequency change for most people. But it was going to rev up our vibrations to a point where our sensitivities were going to be heightened. Those that were preparing would become more awakened, more attuned. And then I got ill that very week, went to the doctor, and he says, "What is going on this week?" He says, "I have had falls. I have people that are disoriented." He says, "I have people that are having blackout spells." He says, "I have never had so many emergency calls in a three-day period of time of the same type of thing. Disorientation, people that can't keep their feet under them."
Doesn't surprise me.
And that happened during the same time we had just received all these dreams. Now, call that a coincidence? I don't know. But there is a frequency change taking place.
I absolutely agree. All right, you two, we are going to open the lines and allow you to interpret dreams for some of my listeners, our listeners. And so we'll do that when we come back. Maybe I'll ask a question or two about it, you know, what anybody has seen with regard to Earth changes as well. There is a change. It's coming. You can feel it in the wind, can't you? I'm Art Bell, and from an area adjacent to Area 51, otherwise known as Dreamland, this is Dreamland. Pat and Jim Freejay are my guests. Dreams and obviously more. We'll be right back.
You may be paying too much for your life insurance. Most people are not aware that the premiums for the same level of coverage can be dramatically different from company to company. By shopping around, it's possible to save hundreds or even thousands of dollars. Most people don't have the time nor the expertise to do a proper job of shopping for life insurance, but the Best Quote organization will do the shopping for you for free. They compare rates from the country's highest-rated life insurance companies, and when you call their toll-free number, they'll send you a free, no-obligation comparison of the policies that represent their best value for you. Listen to this. I'm 40 years old, and Best Quote found a $250,000 term life policy for me for only $18 a month. The other rates I've been quoted didn't even come close. Find out how tens of thousands of others have saved up to 70% on their life insurance. Get your free comparison by calling Best Quote's 24-hour toll-free number now.
Call 1-800-407-4554. That's 1-800-407-4554. Coverage is available in most states.
Okay, attention, everybody. It's time for Michael's report. Michael?
The sun. The middle of the sun is 30 million degrees. A pinhead that hot would burn a small town to the ground. The heat from the sun travels 93 million miles to the Earth in about 8 minutes. The sun's UV rays then shoot through us like deadly lasers, cooking us like worms on a sidewalk, causing nasty, unsightly basal cell carcinomas.
One out of five people will get skin cancer in their lifetime, usually from excessive exposure to the sun before the age of 18. Protect your kids. Use sunscreen.
Thank you, Michael. That was very informative.
Thanks.
Did anyone help you with your report?
Yeah, my dad. He's a dermatologist.
A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Hey, I started taking a new vitamin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's the latest thing. It's got antioxidants. The stuff they say may help slow down the aging process. You ought to try them.
Jerry, I've been taking antioxidants for almost 10 years now.
What? You knew about antioxidants 10 years ago?
No, but the doctors who make my vitamins knew.
What do you take?
MDR Fitness Tabs. You know, MDR as in medical doctor's research. The experts who make the medical discoveries we'll hear about in 10 years.
Yeah?
And that's why Sue and I take MDR vitamins. We don't have to worry about keeping up with the latest nutrition news. They do it for us. And they send them fresh direct to our home.
It's a multivitamin, huh?
Yeah. Comes with a morning and evening formula with 21 nutrients for good health and energy. Just call MDR toll-free. For $5, you can try their vitamins and get this sports radio free. Hey, wouldn't you spend $5 to feel like a million?
You bet.
MDR is not available in stores, so credit card customers call now to try MDR for just $5 and get a pocket AM/FM sports radio free. Call 1-800-313-1600. That's 1-800-313-1600.
This is Health Geek. Children too often learn unhealthy behaviors as they age. Being sedentary is one of these. But a large study in nearly 100 public elementary schools in 4 states shows that kids, all kids, can learn to be physically active for life. The study included white, African American, and Hispanic students and those from different economic backgrounds. Here's Dr. Tom McKenzie of the Department of Community Pediatrics at the University of California, San Diego. Dr. McKenzie was a researcher with the study.
The intervention was conducted in California, Louisiana, Minnesota, and Texas, and there was an increase in the physical activity of the children in all 4 states.
Dr. McKenzie points out that the CATCH program works by using physical education classes already in the schools. Classes met 3 times a week and involved kids in grades 3 through 5. For the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, I'm Valerie Yarborough.
Young or old, married or single, everyone needs a will. If you don't have a current will, peace of mind is just a phone call away. With a lawyer-approved National Will Kit, you can write your own will for less than $20. Easy to follow directions in your National Will Kit show you how to simply fill in the blanks in the will form we include. In an hour or less, you'll have an up-to-date will, one that's legal in all 50 states. Remember, without a current will, the courts will decide who gets your estate and name a guardian for your minor children. A stranger could choose your final resting place. Order today and we'll include a free living will guide, one that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. This $8 value is free if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112 to order your National Will Kit. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the will kit and living will guide if you order today. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112. That's 1-800-224-1112.
Kingdom of Nine. You're hearing Dreamland with Art Bell. To participate in the program, call toll-free 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-8255. First-time callers, area code 702-727-1222. Or the wildcard line at 702-727-1295. This is the CBC Radio Network.
That's who we are, all right. I'm Art Bell. And we've got Pat and Jim Frejae with us. They are dream analysts, interpreters, whatever, and more, because obviously their research has gone well beyond the area of dreams. But we will allow interpretation of dreams or other questions you have about dreams or the sleep state or anything else, frankly, that we've been discussing. So back to that in a moment. The Beijing Radio should be in every single home in America. One of the items quickening is our weather. Whether it is short-term or long-term, I don't know. Whether it's a short cyclical change or there are earth-changing events on the way, I don't know. Either way, when the power goes out, one of the things you're going to want is information. And if you own a Beijing, you can be sure you'll have that. It's an AM/FM shortwave portable radio. And it doesn't use batteries, and it does not plug into the wall. How, therefore, can it run? Answer, the Bayless Clockwork Generator. It's an item built into this radio externally. All you see is a little crank.
You turn this crank for 30 seconds, and this radio plays at full room volume on AM, FM, or shortwave for 30 minutes. Did you hear me? 30 seconds of turning, 30 minutes of playing. So if you're in the middle of a storm somewhere, I can't think of anything that you should have that would be better than a Beijing radio, period. It weighs 7 pounds. It comes from South Africa, and we will deliver it to your hot little palms. That's, in other words, delivery price included. For $119.95. That's it, folks. If you want one, call Bob Crane tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. Ask about the Beijing. It's 1-800-522-8863. Are you writing that down? 1-800-522-8863. Give me a minute to tell you about Ruthie and Larry Brown. You know, I've given GMX my personal endorsement for a long time now. In fact, this month I think I begin my 3rd year working with the Browns. I like their GMX water conditioner, and I guess you do too, because we've sure sold a bunch of them. But for all their success, the Browns are as real as their product. They have an office in their home in Colorado, talking to folks, sending information in GMX magnetic units all across America. GMX is the way to eliminate hard water problems. You know, that ugly white buildup known as scale, calcium, alkali, whatever you want to call it. It is ugly and damaging to your plumbing. It's easy. No salt, no electricity, no ongoing costs. And GMX magnetic units come with a 90-day money-back ironclad guarantee and a lifetime warranty. You really should give them a call at 1-800-406-0469. Once you've experienced the spectacular benefits of GMX magnetic water conditioning, you may want to go into business for yourself, and Larry and Ruthie can help you. That's 1-800-406-0469. Tell them Art Bell told you to call. That's 1-800-406-0469.
I presume you all know the story of the frog. If you toss a frog into boiling water, it goes, wow, and jumps out. If, on the other hand, you put a frog in water in a pan and then begin slowly heating it, it will sit there until the water boils and the frog is dead. And while we're on the subject of frogs, from America to Japan to Canada to you name it, we are finding frogs all over the world now with deformities. Off the coast of North Carolina, we have something called the cell from hell, which has begun to be activated and is killing millions, I say, millions of fish, many with open, bleeding sores, many with other variety of diseases. UV radiation in the Antarctic now is beginning to show genetic change in simple-celled organisms. The weather is becoming more violent. We could go on and on and on, but I believe that we are the frogs, and I think it's getting warm, but I'm not sure. So, you two, before we turn it over to the audience, which I'm about to do, we scratched the surface a little harder, and we got from you a lot more than dreams here. What do you think is going on? You mentioned Earth changes. What's your best guess? What's coming?
This is more Jim's territory. He's been researching this for years.
I think it's rather obvious, frankly, that we have been polluting the Earth so dramatically and increasing. This is one of those things that are increasing in volume as time goes on, that the Earth is fighting back.
I think that's what's happening, too.
And I think that, to me, it's as simple as that, is we cannot go on doing what we've been doing. We've got to make some changes. We've got to respect the Earth and got to treat it with, you know, like it's the only planet we have.
Indeed it is, and I'm not at all sure that the world will end. I'm quite certain the planet will continue to spin. Whether or not it spins with us on it, I think, is an open question.
Or whether or not we have to change to adapt to this is another question.
Well,
if we stay, will we stay in our present form?
Mm-hmm. Very good question. Let us turn to the audience and see what they have to say.
On our first time caller line, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, where are you?
Washington.
Washington.
I have a dream that I would love to have them interpret.
Fire away.
Okay. I am in the Caribbean on an air mattress. The colors are beautiful. And all of a sudden, the big waves come from the left-hand side, and I'm pushed up against a wall, and a retaining wall. The next thing, I am sitting on some grass, and three triangular-shaped objects fly over very, very rapidly. And then comes a square one that I know is a UFO, and it stops above me, and it starts coming down to land where I'm sitting. And it stops about 30 feet above me, and all of a sudden, I can feel the energy just coming from one of the landing legs. And I got up, and I started scooching back a little bit. I go into this house that's being remodeled, and it was quite a lovely home, but I'm kind of giving them some pointers on the house. On the left is a hot tub, and I take my sister and my niece, and I go outside, and I find this thing in my hair. And I know it came from the UFO. I mean, I know that they threw it out their little window. This is high-tech science here, I know. But I opened it up, and on the note, it was written around about a 3x5 sheet of paper that was all crumpled up, and it says, "Get out. You have been warned. You have 180 days from now."
Mm.
And then I heard somebody's name that I knew being announced. There was a murder at the time, and they were being called up to the front.
All right, you too.
Good example of exactly what we've been talking about. First of all, dreams always come in symbols. They don't frequently, well, not always. Nothing is always, like Jim said. But frequently they'll come to us in symbols. So as she's floating along on her air mattress and she's involved in her daily activity, involved in life and seeing the beauty, there's a wall of emotion. This is the wave that comes toward her and disrupts her by pushing her against the wall. Frequently, we have to be pushed against the wall before we'll take notice, sit up, and do something. Now, after she takes notice and does something about after being emotionally pushed against the wall by whatever this event is, that's when she starts noticing things beyond what is just around her. Above what is around her. And she receives some very valuable information. I think it's interesting that she has two other people with her, her niece and her aunt, did you say?
I think that's correct, yes.
We'd have to ask her what attributes that she gives to these people, because if everybody in the dream is with us, within us, then these attributes, the attribute she would give this child, the attribute she would give this aunt, whether it's patience or open-mindedness or tolerance or whatever, is what she needs around her. It also may be who she's going to be with when she is told to leave. Now, if she's from Washington, is that Washington State?
State, yes.
I would consider that as a direct communication. Number one, anytime you receive something in your hair, it deals with an attitude or a belief system. So she's being told very clearly, message from above, get out, you have approximately 180 days. That part of the dream you have to take literally.
Hmm. All right, well, I'm sure you just gave great comfort to all the people in Washington. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Where are you calling from, please?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina, hi.
Hi, how are you, Art?
Fine.
Wonderful show. We're loving you here in Charlotte.
Thank you.
My question is, with regards to dreams, is there any way that you can set up yourself to dream about a specific issue in your life or a specific person in your life or a specific person who may be out of your life in order to reconcile yourself with a situation or whatever?
That is an excellent question. What you do is you simply go to bed, and just before you go to sleep, you start telling yourself, this is what I want to dream about. I want to dream about this particular issue. I want to dream about this particular person. And don't give yourself any answers. Just ask the question and tell your unconscious mind that this is what you would like to dream about. Hmm. And you go over this about three times.
Now, Jim and I do this in a couple of different ways, and there's a wide variety of different ways you can do it. I write myself a pillow message. I simply write the question out on a piece of paper, and I crumble it up, and I stick it inside of my pillowcase.
Now, when I roll over at night, the sound of that crumpling paper in my ears is going to remind my subconscious, I don't know what message you have for me tonight, but this supersedes it. This is what I'm interested in receiving. Don't tell me where I blew it today and I wasn't nice to so-and-so and how I need to modify my personality. Answer this question. Okay? Now, what Jim does is he writes the question down on a piece of paper and he drinks a large glass of water before he goes to bed. Because he'll get up and go to the bathroom. And when he does get up and go to the bathroom, his dream call is closer to him. Rather than waiting in to see, we get dreams in stages. And so we'll get Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, and Act 4. He doesn't want to wait for Act 4 and then have to put the pieces together. He wants to get all the acts, all the pieces of the puzzle.
Well, there you are. That's the tooth fairy way of having your dream.
What she's saying here is actually when we go through the dream cycle about every 90 minutes through the night. So this gives us an opportunity to have 3 or 4 or 5 dreams, possibly, depending on how long you sleep.
And how many glasses of water you can drink.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea. How's that, ma'am? Help?
It is helpful to me. I'm trying to deal with a specific person in my life, and I'm trying to resolve an issue with that person, and I really feel that through my dreams I can constructively come up with a way in which to, you know, ease the pain or the fear or whatever.
Or resolve whatever the karmic debt might be that you're having this relationship problem to begin with.
Right.
But if you'll put a pad and your pencil beside your bed or a tape recorder and tell your unconscious mind that you're serious, you will get the answer. But phrase the question in a simple form, yes or no.
Okay.
All right. Well, then I plan to write on a piece of paper and say 3 times aloud before I go to sleep tomorrow, Alicia Silverstone. All right, west of the Rockies, you're on the air with the Dream Team.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, where are you?
Alaska.
Alaska?
Yes,
where
sir.
In Alaska are you, pray tell?
Anchorage.
Anchorage, all right, I'm going to be there soon.
Oh, well, good. I hope the weather's good for you. You've had good weather.
Very good.
I have some questions. I always thought that it was wise tales. They say that if you dream of a death, that it means a birth, and if you dream of a birth, it means a death. I had 2 dreams, that one that my boyfriend had died and his niece came up pregnant shortly after, and then about a month later I dreamt that I died. I could see myself laying there, and then I was pregnant. And recently I dreamt that my mother was pregnant. I didn't dream that she had the baby. I just dreamed that she was pregnant, and she died shortly after that.
Wow.
One of the things about death and birth dreams is that they're telling us of a change. And since we're not a strong believer in death, we're talking about a transition. And so, yes, a pregnancy would be a rebirth into a new beginning. But it's not an old wives' tale. But, see, it depends on your personal belief system and your personal symbols, how you would respond to this versus somebody else. So we can't say it's universally so, but it might be personally so in your dream interpretation. That's why you have to always remember that personal symbols are so important.
Well, your truth is what you perceive to be true.
Uh-huh.
And so if this is the way you believe, then this is the way you would dream.
Well, last night I had a dream that I had a heart attack, and in the dream I was at the age of 35. They said that I was young for having a heart attack. And I've been having chest pains a lot lately. I just figure it's the stress from losing my mom. And I've been thinking about it all day. And then when I was in the car, I heard the show, and I thought, gosh, you know, I should call. Because, I mean, does that mean that I'm going to have a heart attack when I turn 35? I'm 31 now.
No, but it might mean that there's a change that's going to come about in your life. But it's going to affect your compassion, or it's going to affect the way you look at things from a heart level. I'm not saying that it's not possible. You're not going to have heart problems, and it could be a warning of that, because it's like Art's dream earlier of the ears. Look at things first from a physical level, and then take it to a deeper level.
All right. That provokes, again, a question. What percentage of the time, or is it even possible to answer this question, are dreams literal versus some sort of deeper metaphoric meaning?
Percentage-wise, that would be tough.
Do we have more literal dreams, we have more metaphoric dreams?
We have many more metaphoric dreams. Most of the time, our dreams come to us. I think this is where Carl Jung was so good. Most of the time, our dreams come to us in symbols. And there are universal symbols. And that's one thing Edgar Cayce was so valuable for in helping us to identify these universal symbols. But it's very important also that we identify our personal symbols. For you, Art, electronics are a personal symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And when you received anything with electronics in it, it would be vastly different for you than it would be for this lady from Alaska. Whereas, you know...
I think it depends also on the individual. I seem to have more literal dreams. Most of my dreams are just what they are. And Pat has dreams that require deep interpretation. I think it's just the kind of personality rather than anything else, but most people do have the symbolic dreams.
All right. Wild Card Line, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Good evening.
Good evening, Art, and good evening, Pat, Jim. Very excellent show, Art.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Las Vegas. This is Tony.
All right.
I had a disturbing lucid dream where I was helping my brother 15 miles south-southeast of Las Vegas to remodel a former RV dealership building. And in the latter evening, the sky turned a brilliant lavender pink. Shortly thereafter, an unusual dust storm was kicking up several miles north of Pahrump, that causing the unusual color in the sky. About an hour later, there appeared about 45, get this, Art, 45 tornado-like deals all in a row that looked like they went all the way up into the top of the atmosphere, kind of like a hybrid tornado due to the collapsing of the atmosphere. They came, they maimed, and Las Vegas was destroyed. And I want to ask Pat and Jim, do you think there's any substance at all to my dream? And then I'll listen off the air, and I appreciate taking my call.
All right, Tony, thank you. Las Vegas always is destroyed in motion pictures. It's always the first to go. I'm sick
it's
of it.
It's a lot of wishful thinking, I think.
anyway, what do you two think?
First of all, we'd have to see if this had anything to do with his brother and his brother's business being destroyed or going under or having a lot of turbulence is around the personalities that deal with the business. That's the practical level. On the secondary level, because he's not involved in the business, he was just viewing this situation, yeah, I think there's a possibility he might be given a message. And if it is a message, maybe the number 43, I believe it was,
mm-hmm.
42 or 43.
Yes.
The 43 would be significant because, see, numbers are symbols. So when you get a number in a dream, you have to look at them, and that's a 7. You break it down like that. If it is significant to him for some prophetic reason, the pink sky, the turbulence, the whole scenario is one of total disruption, then what is the message for him personally? He has to look at what is the message for him personally.
All right. We're near the top of the hour. I want to take a second out, and your book is called Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, and it's, I guess, kind of an instruction manual in a lot of ways, and it there's a lot of places in here where one can record one's dreams, a dream journal section. It covers just about every aspect of dreams one might imagine. Where can one get your book?
Well, right now the best way to do it is just to order it through an 800 number, and I hear you're long on 800 numbers.
Oh, I've got it here, sure. How much is your book?
The book is $12.95. You can also get it through most of the bookstores. It's like yours, it's out. But there is a videotape, a two-hour videotape that was done for PBS that never aired. That is also an instructional step-by-step that's available through the 800 number.
You did it for PBS.
Well, originally it was done for PBS, but it never, as many things that never that are done for PBS, never made the air. It's a two-hour how-to video.
Oh, that's excellent. And the video is $17.95.
Right.
The book is $12.95. Both of them can be retrieved with the appropriate amount of money and a call to a free 800 number, which is 1-800-247-6553. Now, is that a 24-hour number?
Yes.
Oh. All right, good. It's 1-800-247-6553. 3. Jim, you're the expert on things that may really be occurring with regard to Earth changes. If you had to make a guess, Jim, when would you think that the more sensitive frogs would realize the water's getting real hot? Any timeline?
No, I don't think they'll ever recognize it, frankly. I don't think most people will ever recognize it. My feeling is that there's so many things going on in the world right now that we should be seeing that we're not seeing, that I don't think they'll ever notice it until California falls off into the ocean or something dramatic as that.
Well, one of my favorite analogies, Jim, is you remember the old movie The High and Mighty?
Oh, yes.
I think that in the old days of the piston-engine airplanes going across the Pacific, there came a time about halfway across when a little red light would come on,
yeah, yeah.
And it would tell you there is now not enough fuel to go back. You can only go forward.
Point of no return.
Yeah, point of no return, exactly. And I've thought for a long time now that humanity's little red light has been on. And now that doesn't mean that it's the end, but it just means that we're going on to whatever's next.
I agree with you completely, Art.
Interesting. All right, you two, stand by. We'll come back and do another hour of dream interpretation and discussion of these sorts of events. Fascinating stuff, huh? And when you scratch the surface of dream interpretation a little bit, there's a lot more there. A lot more there. From an area in the high desert near Area 51, which many people call Dreamland, this is Dreamland.
When it happens, who will speak for you? Who will decide what happens to your minor children, your property and personal effects, and you? Without a current legal will, the courts will make those decisions. But with a national will kit, you will make those decisions before it happens. The National Will Kit is lawyer approved and legal in all 50 states. It can also help you avoid painful and costly estate litigation. You'll have a completed sample will for guidance, information on how to choose an executor and witnesses, even where to keep your will and who should know about it. You can probably do the whole thing in about an hour. Order your National Will Kit today and we'll include a free living will guide that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112 to order your National Will Kit. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the Will Kit and Living Will Guide if you order today. Satisfaction's guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112. That's 1-800-224-1112.
This is Linda Gray with today's Eco Quiz. You've all seen the Universal Recycling logo, those three bold looping arrows. The logo was designed to symbolize the three integral steps in the recycling process. Do you know what those three steps are? Here's the answer to today's Eco Quiz. The three arrows in the recycling logo stand for collecting recyclables, processing and manufacturing recyclables into new items, and buying recycled products. Most people don't realize how important the third arrow in the loop really is. Buying recycled products is critical to the recycling process. Unless these products are purchased by consumers to create a market for recycled products, the complete process of recycling just won't work. And keep in mind, buying recycled products helps your local economy as well as the national economy. This is Linda Gray on Eco Quiz.
Eco Quiz is a public service of the National Recycling Coalition and the Steel Recycling Institute. For information about where to recycle steel cans in your area, call 1-800-YES-1-CAN.
USA Radio Network News, this is Russ Ross. Negotiators for UPS and Teamsters have broken off talks, and now it appears a strike is imminent against the nation's largest parcel distribution company. Some 200,000 workers, plus UPS pilots, are said to be going out at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Monday morning. That after UPS management turned down the latest union offer. Teamsters President Ron Kerry said that at this point, it's a waste of time. Turning to Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they have new threats from various terrorist groups.
We also have received what could be bogus or real threats by the Hamas movement to have more bombings if certain extortionist demands on them are not met by us. We take everything seriously, and we are, unfortunately, prepared for the worst.
Meanwhile, the first round of talks between North and South Korea, the U.S. and China, are set to begin.
The initial round of preparatory talks among the four countries will cover procedural matters for the proposed negotiations, including the dates, venue, and agenda. The U.S. has said it will consider reducing its 37,000 troops in South Korea or redeploying them when and if a permanent peace framework is agreed upon between the two Koreas. North Korea, however, is pressing for action to be taken before a peace treaty is worked out. John Decker, USA Radio News, Washington.
This is USA Radio News.
Ah, summer. Time for shorts and sports, swimming, boating, and fun. In the wind, sun, and air conditioning, your skin can get so dry, it feels like sandpaper. Quench it with Vaseline Intensive Care Lotion. It increases skin's moisture by 200% for a new level of healthy, moisturized skin. Vaseline Intensive Care, all summer long. Come to Kmart for your choice of Vaseline Intensive Care Lotion.
My kids used to drink Hershey syrup or Nestle Quick in their milk. But then I discovered rich chocolate Ovaltine. Ovaltine has vitamins and minerals the others don't. And as a mom, that's important to me. So when they asked for chocolate milk, I gave them rich chocolate Ovaltine. And guess what? They loved it. And they absolutely loved it. And I know Ovaltine's better for them. Now when my kids want chocolate milk, we feel like a rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Feel like an Ovaltine.
The CIA is investigating another possible source of chemical exposure that might have harmed American troops during the Gulf War. USA's Connie Lawn has more.
The CIA wants to learn if American troops were exposed to low levels of mustard gas after Allied warplanes bombed a depot containing poison-filled rockets. Iraqi officials have recently told inspectors that their country stored hundreds of rockets filled with mustard gas. Earlier, the Pentagon admitted that as many as 100,000 American soldiers may have been exposed to sarin gas at another destroyed site. Connie Lawn, USA Radio News, Washington.
Two Russian cosmonauts are ready for Tuesday's launch to replace the crew on board the Mir space station. The replacements have been specifically trained to repair that stricken ship. In Australia, 10 people remain missing in that landslide tragedy at a ski resort in near Sydney. 9 are confirmed dead. 1 man was rescued. This is USA Radio News.
There you are, in the same little restaurant where you proposed. The champagne's chilling, your waiter's just bringing in roast duckling for two, and you get a toothache. You need Maximum Strength Ambisol to relieve pain on contact. No leading toothache product you can buy is more effective in relieving pain. Maximum Strength Ambisol. Put it on, the pain is gone. Oh, and happy anniversary. For temporary relief of open cavity pain, use only as directed.
Just as the Republican majority in the House was sent into a spiraling division by its opposition, the Senate is headed in the same direction over the Clinton administration's nomination of a Republican for ambassador to Mexico. William Weld was in constant opposition with GOP Senator Jesse Helms, chairman of foreign relations. Weld insulted Helms by accusing him of using ideological extortion to prevent him from a hearing. Added to that now, Boston Globe columnist Mike Barnicle told ABC This Week what he believes Weld is after.
I think he's probably after the year 2000 and those presidential primaries, and to see whether he can drag the Republican Party away from, its absurd positions on most social issues back to the middle of the road where most of the country is.
Again, at the top of the news, it now appears UPS Teamsters members will strike. Teamster President Ron Kerry.
Our membership is prepared and will be prepared as of 12:01 to strike this company.
This is Russ Rossman on the USA Radio Network.
from the Kingdom of Nye. We continue with your calls on Dreamland with Art Bell. Call Art now, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-TALK. First-time callers, area code 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. Or the wildcard line at area code 702-727-1295. 727-1295 in the 702 area code. Now again, here's Art Bell.
My guests are Pat and Jim Freejay. They are otherwise known as the Dream Team, Dream Analysts. And we'll get back to them shortly. I just got a call from Keith Rowland, my webmaster, and now I'm jealous. He said, well, as you may or may not know, we have an exclusive deal with the Crop Circle Connector in Great Britain to carry exclusively the images of crop circles in this country on my website. And he tells me there are two brand new ones, apparently quite awesome, on the website that have just gone up. There are also some voice clips up there. And there was an article in Rolling Stone. Yeah, I made Rolling Stone magazine. How about that, huh? So the article from Rolling Stone magazine is up there. And there is a new stock game up there. Where you can. It's kind of neat. It's the Rogue Market. And it was just called to my attention, I think, toward the end of last week. And I want you all to go up there and register to play in the Rogue Market and buy a little stock. So there are about a good half dozen reasons for you to go to my website ASAP. It is www.artbell.com. www.artbell.com. Are you overweight? Would you like to see some of it go? 8 to 10 pounds in the next month alone? Sure. It can be done with fiber, which sweeps fat out of your digestive tract. Track like a broom, but there's a new fiber that comes from shellfish, hence it is au naturel, and this particular fiber on the way out absorbs 10 times more fat than any other. It is in a formula called Kaito Slim, and here's the deal, and a good deal it is. You eat as you normally do, don't pig out, just eat, take Kaito Slim. With it, you get, with a 90-day order, you get an antioxidant moisturizing cream free of charge. And if you don't lose the advertised weight, you get your money back and you keep the cream. So if this didn't work, they'd slowly go belly up, wouldn't they? The number is 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. Now, real talk, if you like talk shows and you're tired of missing them, then you must have one of these. This is the new improved Real Talk. Better AM reception, because that's where a lot of talk shows are, and very good FM, but most importantly, built in is a quarter speed tape deck. Now let me tell you what that means. On one side of a 110-minute tape, which, by the way, they include one very high-quality one that you can use again and again with Real Talk, you can record about 4 hours of a talk show. Wow. Or on two sides, 8 hours. It's all self-contained. It operates on batteries, or you plug it into the wall. So in other words, plug it into the wall, record your talk show. As a matter of fact, it's got a timer, so it comes on and records, for example, in the middle of the night. And then the next day, you unplug it, take it with you to work or into your truck or your car, your office, whatever, and you listen to the talk show. So it's a way never to miss another talk show. 10 memory presets, built-in microphone, headphone jack, and everything. It's a wondrous thing if you like talk radio. It's $149.95, and you can get one by calling the Sea Crane Company in the morning at 7:30 a.m. Pacific. The number is 1-800-522-8863. That's 1-800-522-8863. Tennessee Crane Company. Give me a minute to tell you about Ruthie and Larry Brown. You know, I've given GMX my personal endorsement for a long time now. In fact, this month I think I begin my third year working with the Browns. I like their GMX water conditioner, and I guess you do too, because we've sure sold a bunch of them. But for all their success, the Browns are as real as their product. They have an office in their home in Colorado, talking to folks, sending information in GMX magnetic units all across America. GMX is the way to eliminate hard water problems. You know, that ugly white buildup known as scale, calcium, alkali, whatever you want to call it. It is ugly and damaging to your plumbing. It's easy. No salt, no electricity, no ongoing costs. And GMX magnetic units come with a 90-day money-back ironclad guarantee and a lifetime warranty. You really should give them a call at 1-800-406-0469. Once you've experienced the spectacular benefits of GMX magnetic water conditioning, you may want to go into business for yourself, and Larry and Ruthie can help you. That's 1-800-406-0469. Tell them Art Bell told you to call. That's 1-800-406-0469. All right, back now to the Dream Team. And, team, I've got some faxes here. Here's a good one. Hi, Art. I've asked this question many, many times, but I have never received a straight answer. I swim, fly, in my dreams. I fly high or low over any landscape using swimming strokes in the air. Ooh, that sounds like fun. When I'm standing on the ground, I simply leap into the air, and to the astonishment of all looking, I can fly away for pleasure or to escape danger. It doesn't matter. Any information from your guests would be appreciated.
Flying dreams are usually a kind of a spiritual dream. They're a reward. It's very common to have people have these flying dreams. Now, some people fly like Superman. Some people fly standing up straight.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman prefers to swim. But the main point is when they finish their dream, they feel good. It's a very good feeling.
Oh, I love them.
And so I see it as kind of a spiritual dream.
I had one in which I was standing. I've been to the Empire State Building.
Yes.
In New York. And in my dream, I was up there, and there was no barrier. And somebody sprinkled, it's going to sound dumb, multicolored fairy dust on me. I call it fairy dust because, you know, it was just seemed like fairy dust or whatever, you know. And away I went, and I could just fly over New York City, a better way to travel through New York on any day anyway. And it was wonderful. I've had a lot of flying dreams. So you say they are kind of a reward.
Yes. It's just, you know, you've been a good boy, and it gives you a good feeling, good warm feeling all over.
It's also an awareness that you are able to look at things from a higher perspective, not from the density of the earthbound individuals, you know. And that is a reward, too.
Here comes a hard one for you guys. You ready? Dreams are just garbage of the mind. This is just junk that normally wouldn't link together, but when you were sleeping, your mind is doing what your hard drive is doing when you defrag it. If you think that you are floating from your body, you had better see a shrink. The paralysis is caused by the body's reaction to dreaming. It happens so you don't hurt yourself while dreaming. All these other reasons are nothing more than New Age crap.
Each his own. That's his opinion.
Yes, indeed. That is Dan in Quincy, Illinois. All right, off we go. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Wow, I'm on.
Yes, you're on. Where are you, pray tell?
Santa Rosa, California.
Okay.
Well, first of all, the first question I have is about a dream I had about a week ago during that time that you were talking about earlier where there was some turbulence or change in frequency because I had watched a video about Sai Baba, and then that night I had a dream.
You have your radio on, don't you, dear?
Should I turn it off?
Yes, you should.
Okay, sorry.
It says prime rule, prime directive on Windows. Always turn your radio off.
Okay, is
All
that
right.
better?
Yes, better, thank you.
So anyway, in the dream, I'm meeting Sai Baba underground, and it's sort of like a cathedral underground. And I run to greet him in this joy and elation, and he's saying something to me, but I can't understand him. It's like he's talking, and I just don't understand what he's saying. And then later in the dream, I'm in another type of temple, and I'm giving him a massage. And it seemed not quite really sexual, although there was that element. And I had a lot of shame and almost this feeling of, you know, something maybe from childhood or whatever. I don't know. I'm just analyzing it. But it was a feeling of shame and not trusting him. And maybe it wasn't really him. And, you know, as I'm speaking, I'm thinking, well, I can probably interpret it myself. But I wanted to get your feedback.
The fact that you're meeting him in an underground temple is probably an indication that this is something subconscious or in the unconscious mind where you are having this encounter. But the temple is nonetheless real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is in man form
mm-hmm.
in this lifetime. So
mm-hmm.
the fact that we do feel shame when we deal with the physical body is something that you is something from your past.
Mm-hmm.
It's from personal guilt that you're going to have to look into your past. And, of course, this is we don't need to go into it further because you'll be able to pick this up on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But the communication is the important message here. Don't disacknowledge the importance of the communication because on some level you have received the message,
mm-hmm.
the message that he gave you. We had a man call, I think, 3 days ago who is totally unfamiliar, and he said he saw this Indian man riding on an elephant coming toward him with large bushy hair, and he didn't know who he was, but he kept singing Onward Christian. No, was it?
Yes, Onward Christian
Soldiers.
And, well, that makes sense.
And he knew that he was saying that this is time for us to become spiritually armed, so to speak.
Yeah, I had a teacher.
As we prepare.
Yeah, I had a teacher when I lived in New York named Hilda Charlton, who was with Sai Baba during the 60s for many years. And her main teaching was about preparing for the changes.
Right.
And she would have us stand in a tube of light in our meditations in her classes, visualizing the tube going up all the way up to space brothers, heavenly brothers.
Yes.
And
teachers and guides.
Yeah, teachers and guides. And also to, in a sense, strengthen us so that we can, you know, upgrade our energy level. And I found that my dreams lately have been just a sea of unconscious imagery, especially about second chakra issues, you know, sexual issues that are coming up now.
And that's why you're receiving the shame as you're dealing with this brother.
All right. You said that men tend to have more sexually oriented dreams than women.
Did I say that?
I thought somebody said that.
I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Uh-huh.
Women have sex dreams also.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if anybody has ever compiled any statistics to see who has the most.
Well,
I think they differ, Art. Women tend to have more romantic type of dreams,
yes.
Where men tend to have more physically descriptive type of dreams. Can we put it that way?
Yes, we may. In fact, if we look at the popular marketplaces of the media, movies, books, most frequently women are sold romantic novels and men go for the penthouse. That's
mm-hmm.
sort of thing,
exactly
right.
By the way, I'm going to have Bob Guccione on my show on Tuesday, now that you mention it. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Hello.
Hi. I have... I had a question in mind when I first called, and now listening to this conversation after the top of the hour, I have another question.
So have I.
Okay, my first question is, only up until recently, I've never had so-called recurring dreams, you know, where the people talk about they have the same dream
yeah.
over and over.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now lately, I'd say within the last year, let's say, I've had this dream where I'm going about my daily routine, I'm going to work or, you know, leisure time, whatever, and I'm about to arrive wherever I am, and all of a sudden I notice I'm naked. And at first I'm like, oh, I'm naked, big deal.
Uh-huh.
They don't like it tough. And then I start getting worried, you know, and I start wanting to cover up, and I get scared, like, God, where can I go? And I feel kind of trapped. So
this one is such a common dream. You would be absolutely amazed. I don't think we have ever done a show that we have not had this dream in some form or another.
Really?
It's very simple. Everybody, all of us at one point in our life, if we talk a lot, have this dream. You're revealing too much of yourself. You're overexposing yourself. You're revealing, probably because you're going to work in the dream, you're revealing in the workplace some of the things that may be inappropriate and may not be in your best interest to reveal. And so you need to look at that. When any of us get a reoccurring dream, the message is simple. It's saying, listen up, dummy. I've told you this before. You're not paying attention. Let me give it to you again.
Okay. I'll check that out. I think I know what that is, too.
All right. Yes, that sounds like a logical answer to me. First time caller line, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Where are you, please?
In Washington.
Oh, Washington again, all right.
I have this weird thing. This is Lauren. This weird thing that happens, that only happened twice, and it's, I don't know if it's a dream, but the first time it happened about a month ago, and I was just having this dream about like a shopping mart, and I kept watching this Indian lady with a shopping cart, and then when I woke up, my eyes were closed, and I actually saw the Indian lady, and it wasn't, nothing was moving, but I just kind of thought it was weird. And then like,
American India lady or India?
Like a Native American?
Native American.
And then the even weirder thing was about like a month ago. I don't know what I was dreaming about, but when I woke up and I saw another thing against my eyelids, and it was actually like a cartoon. It was like a racing cartoon, like a racing car cartoon. And it happened several times, and I was just wondering if you've ever heard of this or what it is, because it was just weird actually sort of dreaming that I was seeing it.
Okay, in the first case, this is not uncommon at all, and what is happening is more than likely she is one of your guides, and she has made herself manifest to you. She has clarified her presence to you so you can begin to deal with her on a direct level. Not necessarily just through a dream state, but you need to know of her presence and be aware of you have someone to assist you and help you. On the second situation, the cartoon, it probably is an indication that you're over-revving your motor, which is the physical body, and it is a humorous way of saying lighten up slow down.
So you've heard of these actual seeing things before? Like...
Yes.
Huh.
When you open up your eyes from a dream state and then the article or the person from the dream state is in front of you in the room.
Yes. Wow. Well, thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Am I on now?
You're on now. Turn your radio off and tell us where you are.
Everything's off.
All right.
This is Nancy from Memphis.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
It's nice listening to you, too. I have a question about two different situations. One, it would be the feeling of flying, but it's like I'm catapulted so strong that I just keep going and going and going, and I end up flying with the angels, and they have all these beautiful clothes on. And I've had this dream, about three or four times, and it's always, I wake up just feeling hilarious, almost laughing about it, but I've flown over Paris. I've flown lots of places. We never go down and visit anywhere, but I've gone flying over lots of places. And I don't know if that's a dream or an out-of-body experience.
Uh-huh.
And I have one more question.
Oh, no. Let's tackle that one first. How do you know if you're having a dream or an out-of-body experience?
By the sense of realness that you come up with. If you wake up and you can't tell whether it's a dream or an out-of-body experience, it's usually an out-of-body experience.
Well, it felt real. It felt great.
Yes,
it did. I can remember I can remember seeing things, but not ever touching down anywhere.
But
the angels were real.
Feel a sensation of wind or hear a sensation of movement in your ears. You will have almost all of your senses alerted rather than, like most of our dreams, it's like looking at a moving picture.
So
the more senses that are astutely involved, the more you can tell this is another. If you can smell the person, you know.
That was out of body.
Yes.
I've done that happens to me quite a bit.
All right, you had another question?
Yes, I have one other question, and this is about something that is a dream. It's almost like a premonition. It's like, and God speaks to me when this happens, and it's almost like I see a picture, just a like a photograph of my son who's 14 holding a walking stick and leading several people up through some hills, and I see my other son behind him taking orders. And if God is telling me that my son is going to be leading some people out of the catastrophe that is assumed or I assume is going to happen, and he's at his age right now, he's a brilliant child too, but he's a normal teenager. Anyway,
I would say you have a special child. I would take that dream as you see it, and that this child came in as a leader of men, and if you see him leading people with a staff or a stick into, I'm presuming, safety, then
I don't know where he's leading them, and I am not in the picture.
Once again, are you familiar with Edgar Cayce?
No, I'm not. I've read almost every other thing.
He was a rather well-known psychic, and
yeah.
According to his predictions, Memphis is not going to be the safest place to be in the near future.
And also, according to his predictions, it's the children of this age that are our salvation.
What is Mr. Casey's prediction for Memphis?
Well, he's predicting that the Great Lakes are going to empty through the Mississippi into the Gulf of Mexico.
That would be a problem for Memphis. All right, you two, hold tight. We're at the bottom of the hour. If you would like to get their book, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, or a videotape that has never been seen nationally, the number is 1-800-247-6553. That's 1-800-247-6553. The Dream Team will be back on Dreamland in a moment.
Mom, I just saw these poor little kids on TV. They were so sad. They need food and medicine and stuff. Can we help them, Mom?
The need to help. Children see it clearly because their hearts have 20/20 vision. Want to personally touch a needy child and family overseas with self-help programs that really work? Call Child Reach. That's Child Reach at 1-800-598-8181.
Mom, can we call, please?
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works 3 times faster than starvation. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the catabolic diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-292-2060 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-292-2060.
How on earth do you relieve stress? Do you smoke? Do you overeat? Do you kick the dog? Do you get depressed? I'm Roy Masters, and for over 30 years, I've been helping people to overcome negative behavior and discover true freedom from stress. You've never heard anything like this before. I'm warning you. Tune in for radio that will change your life forever. For the better, that is.
How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, featuring Roy Masters. Listen here on this Talk Radio Network station.
This is Healthy. People with undiagnosed anxiety disorders often feel ashamed or believe they are crazy, weak, or simply self-indulgent. Psychiatrist Sam Turner says this comes from a fear of how others will treat them if they are open about their anxiety disorder symptoms.
Stigma is still a problem in that many people do not like to acknowledge that they have a psychiatric condition. And I think part of that has to do with how psychiatric disorders have been perceived in the community.
Doctors say people with anxiety disorders often think they can work things out. Friends and family members assume they'll get over their symptoms or personality quirks. But anxiety disorders are real illnesses that can be effectively treated. There's help for the 23 million Americans who experience panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, phobias, and generalized anxiety disorder. For more information, call 1-888-ANXIETY. For the National Institute of Mental Health, I'm Doris McMillan.
Persian Gulf, 1994, on board our largest aircraft carrier, the USS George Washington, an incident allegedly took place which till now has been a closely guarded secret. This incident specifically designed to have a crippling effect on our naval defense. The details of this attack have finally been made available in a book entitled Black Alert at Gonzo Station. Author and naval historian Julian Hudson has written a techno-thriller surrounding this incident, which critics have called a chilling edge-of-your-seat detective novel that defies the reader to put it down. This softcover novel is only $6.99. Now available through your local Barnes & Noble bookstore, or to order by phone, call 541-858-9542 between 9 a.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific, 7 days a week. That's 541-858-9542. All major credit cards accepted.
Hi, this is Jim Brickman with today's Eco Quiz. You know, more than 13 million cars were recycled in 1995, and the old steel from those cars is now being used to make new steel products. Do you know what percentage of a typical passenger car's weight is recoverable iron and steel? Is it about 40%, 50%, or 70%? Here's the answer to today's Eco Quiz. About 70% of the weight of a typical passenger car today is recoverable iron and steel, but that percentage could go up when more recyclers start extracting the high-grade steel found in passenger car tires. You know, they contain about 2.5 pounds of steel apiece, and those big truck tires contain about 20 pounds. Remember, all steel is recyclable, so do your part. Recycle and buy recycled. It's good for us all. This is Jim Brickman on Eco Quiz.
Eco Quiz is a public service of the National Recycling Coalition and the Steel Recycling Institute for a more environmentally conscious America.
The Kingdom of Nine. You're hearing Dreamland with Art Bell. To participate in the program, call toll-free 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-8255. First-time callers, area code 702-727-1222. Or the wildcard line at 702-727-1295. This is the CBC Radio Network.
It is on Art Bell. My guests are Jim and Pat Frejae. And they are the Dream Team, and they interpret dreams, but really we've been talking about a lot more this evening, and we will continue to do all of that in just a moment. I want to remind everybody there's a bunch of new stuff up on the website, so by all means go take a look. I'm going to be doing that as soon as I'm off the air. I understand there are two quite remarkable new crop circle formations that have just arrived. Let's talk about real levitation. The Levitron is an incredible device that actually levitates, a fiendishly addictive toy for all ages, a game, a puzzle, a scientific marvel, all rolled into one. And it comes with a free instructional video that's already turned thousands, ages 7 to 90, into Levitron masters. Get the amazing Levitron for only $35 plus shipping by calling 1-800-275-2877. But that's not all. Now, the Super Levitron. It uses rare earth magnets to fly twice as high. And coming soon, the new Levitron perpetuator that can keep your Levitron going forever. And listen, for 1 week only as a special introductory offer. You can get a Super Levitron and a perpetuator together, plus the video and one of the new handheld electric starters. That's a $165 total value for just $130 delivered anywhere in the U.S. What a deal. So call now, 1-800-275-2877. That's 1-800-275-2877. Levitron. Well, all right, here we go. Once again, back to my guests, Pat and Jim Frege. Are you two there?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Ready to go.
All right, we've suddenly got a little bit of hum on the telephone.
Pat changed phones. Maybe we go back to the other
one. Yep, think we better go back to the other one, whatever the other one is.
How's that?
Infinitely better.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, Charlotte area.
WBT in Charlotte?
Yeah.
I got a little story to tell you, sir, about WBT. I occasionally, when I'm not on the air, I'm just in my home office, I'll pick up the phone. And WBT has said in the past they're heard from Canada to Cuba.
Right.
It's true, because I got a call from a meteorologist in a place called Santa Clara, Cuba, central Cuba, listening to WBT all the time. Mm-hmm. He's got some information for us. So they're right. WBT just goes raging into Cuba, no question about it. Anyway.
Welcome to the show, and I appreciate, you know.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, got a question about a dream I've had more than once, probably over a period of 2 or 3 years. I'm 27, going to be 27, and the dream takes place in the 30s. I don't see myself in the dream, but it starts out with a White House in the wintertime. I can feel the cold as I'm walking up to the White House, and I remember an old car on the street corner. And as I walked in the front door, I know I went to the left-hand side, and there was the living room. And in the living room was about, I don't know, I'd say 5 or 6 people whom I don't know, who may have, you know, I just don't know who they are, but they waved to me like they knew me, like I was a family member coming home. There was no TV, but there was a radio in the room. So I figured this was probably the 30s or early 40s. And when I waved to them and went up the top of the stairs, I could, you know, hear the creaking of the boards as I was walking up to the top of the steps. And when I got to the door and would go to open it up, I would wake up. And that's, you know, this is my dream of maybe a previous life or,
absolutely,
you know, what could it be?
More than likely this is what it is, especially if you see yourself in period clothes, clothes that are not necessarily from... that you would be in the,
well, the people sitting in the room were wearing clothes of the period, but like I said, it's
you
like...
You didn't see yourself.
I didn't see myself. I was me in the dream, like
usually
I am.
When there are period clothes involved, and usually when it's that kind of a period dream, and which, if this is true, you jumped back rather quickly without much thought or analysis.
Yeah.
That's a pretty quick return if you're 27. But I would think it would be a past life dream. Now, if you've had this dream more than once,
yes,
the information that's coming to you from this dream is very pertinent for this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be aware of what's beyond the door and what it is you need to look at, because there's something in your relationships or in your present life now,
mm-hmm,
that has to do with something that's a carryover from that particular time and possibly from that particular moment.
Okay, because like I said, I try to open the door, but then the phone rings or something that wakes me up.
Right. So you need to program yourself and ask yourself to continue when you get to that spot and have your question ready when you open the door.
Okay.
For whoever inside the door.
All right. Thank you very much. Here's one for you two by fax. Art and team, I've had this dream once or twice a year since I was a teen. I'm 43 now. In the beginning, it used to upset me terribly, but I've had it so many times, it's just now a curiosity. The places, situations are always different, but the theme, always the same. Dead bodies, usually hundreds of them, and somehow it's my responsibility to dispose of them. I never remember what caused the deaths, but I know that I don't want them found. Sometimes I stuff them in garbage bags and put them in with the trash, in which case they break through the plastic bags. In a lot of dreams, I bury them, and they come to the surface, or someone inadvertently digs them up. Anyway, almost always, they are discovered. Any thoughts?
Yes.
this is not an uncommon dream. This is another one of those dreams that you would be absolutely amazed.
How I'm not hearing you too often. Could you?
How many people have this dream? You would be amazed how many people have this same dream.
I wouldn't care for it. What does it mean?
There's something that they're trying to hide. There's something in their past they're trying to not look at. Now, if they've had this since childhood, 14, 15, it might be abuse. It might be something in their immediate past, not necessarily from a past life, but something from their past that needs to be revealed, needs to be brought to the surface and looked at. It is something that they've tried to stuff in a hole, bury in a bag, can't get rid of, and it keeps coming back and over in different ways. There's something that is in the subconscious mind that is so ugly.
Wow.
That they refuse to look at it. And probably in this case, Jim does a lot of counseling, and this is pretty common abuse situation. Do you agree, Jim?
Yes, I definitely do agree that there's something in his background that he needs to bring out. With a situation like this, when you have a problem and it's in your unconscious mind, when you bring it to the conscious mind and face it, then you can handle it and it'll go away. But as long as it stays in the unconscious, it'll continue to bother you.
And it'll multiply.
So your
bodies will multiply.
Really? So in other words, once you have resolved it, the dream will go away.
That's correct.
That's
you have to resolve the problem.
All right. First time caller line, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Hi.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
I'll tell you what I wanted to find out about a dream that I had quite some time ago. Now, I normally don't dream as I know about it. I don't know anything about it. But I had this cute dream. I went into a theater, and they were having a stage show. And I sat down in the front row seat, and on the apron, out from the wings, came a goldfish about 2 feet tall on his tail, and he had his black silk top hat and a little black cane, and he did a tap dance in the spotlight and went off.
Where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
You've been going to too many shows, haven't you?
No.
Anyway, that's a great dream. What does your fish do?
It does a tap dance.
Does a tap dance.
Yeah, on his tail.
All right. Well, comments, Dream Team?
I like this lady. That kind of creative mind keeps her...
I can hardly hear her.
Keeps her spirits high. Her
spirits all right, well, listen
high.
Listen on the radio. So that's the result of a creative mind, eh?
Yes, and her spirits are high. It keeps her light. It keeps her dancing through life with a positive attitude. And it's what her unconscious mind has done to bring her up, to keep her lifted. A little bit of creativity like that gives her the message of keep light gold. The gold is a good color,
all
very
right.
Good color.
Oh, that's good. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Good evening.
Yes, my name is Greg from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hi, Greg.
I have a pertinent comment to make. I'm a sound engineer.
Okay.
And over the past few months, I've noticed that the rooms that I mix in, same rooms, the resonant frequencies change. I don't know if you're familiar with the intervals on a 31-band EQ, but
vaguely.
A lot of them say would be resonant at 160, and you have to pull some out. Now it's modulated up to, say, a little room called Rockefeller's. As the resonant frequency is modulated up to between 200 and 250 hertz.
Oh, my. You're referring to this frequency change, aren't you?
Yeah. I thought it would be pertinent to call and say something about that.
It is pertinent. And when did you begin to notice that?
Oh, along about Thanksgiving or before of last year.
All right, thank you very much.
We have heard on more than one occasion that the original harmonic convergence date, which I believe was on July 26th, if I'm not correct, that with every year that passed from that year, there would be an upgrade in this frequency.
Jim, you mentioned the original dates when you thought, when you began getting people reporting a dream of a frequency change with regard to the Earth. What were those dates again, please?
July the 20th through the 27th.
Huh. There's an awfully big bit of synchronicity with regard to another guest I've had in those dates. All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with the Dream Team. Hello.
Hello. This is Susanna from Oregon.
Okay.
And I've been finding this very interesting. Do you think it could be any a relation to the TV frequency change to digital?
Well, not yet.
No, I didn't think so. I just kind of interesting. It all hit about the same time. For a long time, I'd say probably since I was six, I've been having what I wouldn't call prophetic dreams, but personally prophetic dreams. First prophetic dream I ever had dealt with waking up and being hit in the mouth by a football.
Yeah.
And I, you know, a six-year-old kid tells your mom, you know, okay, I woke up, I was hit in the mouth by a football. And she laughs it off. And the very first thing that happens when we come back from vacation, of course, walking down the football field at school to go get my homework, turn around, somebody says, hi, and throws a football. Guess what?
Right in the mouth.
Two stitches later, I was very scared. Not of the stitches, but of course the fact that I had dreamed it.
Did you have this during puberty?
I actually had it during 6 years old. So
6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very early beginning.
And I'd known that I'd had them before, but that was the first concrete one.
How frequently do your dreams come true?
I'd say within 60% frequency that they have something to do with real life. Not exactly as physical as that, but sometimes I dream that something's going to happen as a change in my life, and it does.
Does it happen frequently enough that if you were to dream of a plane crash and you were planning a plane trip, would you actually cancel it?
Well, you know, I believe that we are destined to die when we're going to die. And if I live my life by fear, I wouldn't live my life very well.
Well, at 60%, I think I'd be tempted to...
I would be tempted. I probably would seriously be tempted, depending on how strong I felt about this. I feel a different frequency with some dreams having exceptional impact, other dreams having almost, you know, just a light impact,
sure.
Like maybe it's a warning you shouldn't fly in the future.
Sure.
But they've been kind of cutting down through puberty. I noticed, like, the time I turned 13, I'd say, till the time I was about 18, I had very few of these.
Up
to about 12, maybe early 13s, I had these, and then I had them on and off, but very selectively, maybe once or twice a year.
Do you keep a dream diary?
Yes, I do.
Good.
And that's
good.
How I got my figure of 60% accuracy. That leaves 40% that I don't know what it means, or I cannot actively relate it to something in my life. I've been comparing notes with a friend for years, and we've been able to link dreams.
Wow.
I've been really amazed, especially since the birth of my godson, her child, that I was a Lamaze partner to, and I was in the delivery room and all that business. And at age, I'd say 8 months in the womb, I was sharing dreams with this child, and he was sharing dreams with his mother. And we would take separate dream diaries and do surveys, call each other on the phone, and compile this list of about 50% accuracy. Yes, we heard the baby last night. And it's been such a rewarding experience. But now the baby is 4.5 years old, and he's a godsend. Don't get me wrong, but he has a very active mind. And I live, maybe 400 miles away from her now. And let's just say that quite often I will find myself on a playground in the dream. Joey wants to play with Susanna, Aunt Nana. And I don't want to be there, you know, I'm having other dreams. It's kind of like somebody, you know, dialing up the operator and say, can I please cut in?
Yes.
And it's annoying, but not so annoying as the fact that he will quite often drag me, his mother, and now my boyfriend, who I had no idea I had such a bond with, into dreams. Quite often into what I would consider dangerous territory, like her ex-fiancé's dreams. He's not always the most peaceable of men, and I don't want to learn what's inside of his dreams because I didn't enjoy finding what was outside of his dreams.
Wow.
And I'm wondering... I feel like this is such a blessing. I don't feel like it's a curse, but how? And I feel driven like everything is coming toward a head someplace that I'm supposed to use this, and we are all these people connected together are supposed to use this somehow. I've been having prophetic future dreams, but not necessarily relating to myself for the first time in my life. How do I shut out the negative aspects and how do I...
Well, excuse me. I've really got to butt in and ask.
Yes.
Prophetic future dreams of what?
Simply changes. One of the most powerful links I've ever experienced was me, her, and her ex-fiancé. We all dreamed of a place where the stone was blackened. I mean, blackened so hard by such expansive heat, you could see your reflection, where shadows were frozen into the stone. Now, I'd never heard of radioactivity doing this before this time, but I did some research, and I found out a radioactive blast can actually do a photographic image of a shadow on
the
stone.
It occurred at Hiroshima.
Yes.
Nagasaki.
I learned that in history class after that in college, totally maybe 2 years after that. And all over, there was the reflections of skulls. I knew that this was very odd, but to me it seemed in the distant future because the sun was red and low and sluggish, and there were, you know, buildings around, but the air was foul, but not like carbon monoxide foul, but just foul from stillness. No clouds. Very hot. Nothing but broken glass, no plants.
I'm almost sorry I asked.
Yes, I was very frightened by this.
Comments, team?
Not much to comment on. She has delved and had experiences that are beyond the realm of what the majority of the people use in their dream life.
Mm-hmm.
This is a rare gift. She will be given the information in the future how this gift is to be used. The fact that she has the linkage, and always know that the linkage, the greatest linkage any of us have is through love.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we make these connections.
Yeah.
And can internet in our dreams.
Yes, it is an internet.
It is an internet, and we're all interneted together. And this ability to do this will go far beyond any electrical power there is.
Young lady, would you please contact me by email or by fax or letter or whatever?
Yes, I have email, and I'll contact you by email. And is your email number on your website?
Yes, it is, artbell@aol.com.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a pleasant evening, folks.
Thank you. Boy, I don't know about that one.
Just a minute. We have a little crisis.
All right.
My wife is using portable phone. The phone went dead.
I see.
The battery ran out. No, I think the lady is very gifted, frankly, and I think it's extremely important that she develop these gifts. We've had people tell us that, well, I don't want all this bad news. Well, whether you want it or not, if you can get information of this sort, you should continue encouraging it.
All right, we've got, again...
And record it.
We've got a big old hum on the line, but let's go back to the wildcard line and take one more call. You're on the air with the Dream Team. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon.
Yes.
I keep a dream diary, and I had this dream on November 16th, 1995. I woke up and wrote it down at 3 a.m.
It was?
I was in my house that I'm in now. I had a couple come over to visit. And I said, you know, this house doesn't feel right. So she has a real knack for decorating and such. So she starts rearranging furniture, and it starts feeling better. She goes down to the basement to find other things to decorate with. And the house is starting to feel cold and windy inside, windows rattling. She's taking too long, and we go down to the basement to find her. My daughter gets to her first and says, you don't want to come down here. She finds this young friend of ours decapitated in our basement.
Mm.
The husband starts to faint, and we catch him. We all go back upstairs, and the windows are rattling, and demons, I mean, I can see their faces, are flying at the windows. And it gets cold and windy, and we're hanging on to each other. And there are a lot more people that come in here. And the only thing that could pull me out of this dream was I woke up saying, The Lord protects this house. The Lord rules this house. And I kept saying it over and over. And when I woke up, I was saying it aloud. And that's the only thing that pulled me out of this horrid dream.
Did you tell
this took place in the daylight or was it at dark? Could you tell whether this was daylight or
dark? Well, it was odd. I could see the faces, but as the demons were flying at the windows, it kept getting darker. But yet the basement was like sunlight, daylight.
All right, folks, we've got to cut it off here. I'm sorry, we're way short on time. Any comment for her?
There are many books out with Mary visionaries that have had prophetic information about this into the 3 days of darkness.
All right, listen, you two, thank you very, very much. The Dream Team, Pat and Jim Freejay. And by the way, if you want their book and you want to know more, the book is $12.95. The video is $17.95. The book is called Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. There's 1-800 number that serves all. It's 1-800-247-6553. That's 1-800-247-6553. Good night, team.
Good night.
Good night, Art.
Appreciate being on the show.
Right. Thank you both very much, and I'm sorry time is so short. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Good night. That's it, folks. I'm sorry. We are way out of time. Reminding you, there are several new items on the Internet at www.artbell.com. My book, called The Quickening, is available nationwide in bookstores, so go in and ask for it. That's all you have to do. If you want a copy of tonight's program, you can get it by calling 1-800-917-4278.
This has been Dreamland, a program dedicated to an examination of areas in the human experience not easily nor neatly put in a box. Things seen at the edge of vision, awakening a part of the mind as yet not mapped. Yet things every bit as real as the air we breathe but don't see. Please join us again next week at this time for Dreamland.